Blog Talk Radio.
This is show number 46. This is the EAFL Commish, the voice, as some people call me. But I'm not the voice. You are the voice. This is the show that is called The Madden Voice. And if you are anything and everything in the Madden community, you will come on to Madden Voice and be heard, because that's what we're here for. For everyone and anyone that wants to be heard in the Madden community, come on to The Voice. Talk to Commish T, EAFL Commish, the overseer of the EAFL, the number one Madden league out there, bar none. And I'm supposed to say that. I mean, am I not supposed to say that? Anybody who doesn't think they're the best, why are you competing? You know, you're supposed to think you're the best, believe you're the best. I think I'm the best. I think the league is the best. And, you know, if you don't think we are, join us. Join the EAFL and hear what we're all about. But it's good to be here. It's Tuesday night. So much is going on. A lot of stuff going on in the Madden community. A lot of stuff going on in the sports world. We've got the NBA playoffs. We have the NFL draft coming up this weekend. Baseball has just started. So there's a lot going on in the sporting world. And there's a lot going on in Madden. We've just had the King of the Couch tournament just passed. And we are less than 2 weeks away from Harrisburg and the Harrisburg Ballers Club tournament, which will be coming up on May 2nd. And then roughly a month after that, the Big City Bowl, and Big City's doing a tournament out in Ohio. So a lot of things to talk about tonight, and you know, we have some people scheduled to call in. The one, the only Shotmaster has agreed to call into the show tonight. So we are looking forward to Shotmaster calling in a little while to talk about my Madden pad. And he also had some thoughts on Community Day. Community Day was a pretty hotly contested event. And there were a lot of feelings out in the Madden community about Community Day. And I contacted Shotmaster because I had heard some of the things that he had said and thought that it was things that should be heard throughout the Madden community. So we expect him on in a little bit. And you know, you may have seen on the boards, you may have seen that some comments that I've made. You know, you may have seen that, you know, at some point, you know, let's just take a second now. Okay, let's just take a second. And, you know, and shortly we're also going to have on a couple of EAFL guys from PS3 are going to be calling in soon. And, you know, I'm probably guilty for not talking more about what goes on in the EAFL. I get so excited about the tournament community that I sometimes forget about my own league. Never forget about you guys, but sometimes don't talk about it on the show. So we are going to make sure that we get the PS3 guys on tonight to talk about what's going on in PS3. But you ever just sit back and you say you're not going to lower yourself. You say you're not going to get involved and get into exchanges, you know. You grow up and people say, turn the other cheek, you know. You get into a fight in school and your parents say, why'd you get in that fight? Well, you know, he talked about my mama, and your mama says, come on now. You know, he didn't talk about your mama. You know, he didn't talk about, you know, your mother. You know, and if he did talk about your mother, don't hit him. You know, your parents say, don't go out and hit him. You know, don't get into fights. Walk away. If they hit you, then hit them back. But other than that, walk away. That's what I try to do. I try to be the bigger man. You know, I try to turn the other cheek. I try to just go about being a productive member of the Madden community. That's what I try to do with Commish T. That's what the EAFL Commish tries to do. That's what the EAFL is trying to do. Nine leagues. We are just trying to be productive members of the Madden community. That's all we're trying to do. Got great partners out there. Let me tell you, you want to be in the EAFL. We've got great stuff going on. We got nine leagues. I got the best group of commissioners. You know, I got guys that just love the league, love what we represent, and these guys spend so much of their personal time making this league great. I wouldn't trade any of them for anything. You know, Coach K, Wingman, Tiki, Killa, Drewski, Proto, Fish Food, Nelly Nell. Got a couple of new guys coming aboard soon. And, you know, I got so many commissioners. If I missed anybody, Pimmer. Jay Bev, I think I got about everybody. You know, got great owners in the league. You know, I got guys that have been here 4 years. You know, next month, the EAFL will be celebrating 4 years. 4 years from now, you know what we were doing 4 years ago, I should say? We were staying up all night playing online tournaments on the EA boards. 15, 16 of us playing tournaments all night, you know, and fighting the word cheese. Remember that word cheese? You guys are cheesers, EAFL. Guys weren't EAFL then. We were the EA board league. 4 years later, we got 9 leagues. We got a crew, you know, trying to get a crew thing together to go to Big City, working on it. And hopefully we'll have that announcement one way or another soon. But we're working on putting a crew together for Big City, working on getting guys to go out to Harrisburg. I know I had a couple of guys down at KOTC. We're going to talk about that tonight as well. We are expecting the KOTC champion to call in. We are expecting Little Man, the KOTC champion, or his new name, Captain Comeback. We are expecting him to call in. And I know I got a couple of callers on the line now, so bear with me. I gotta get something off my chest. But, you know, over the last couple of months, you guys have heard this other show. Not even going to call it by name. You've heard this other host, not even going to refer to him by name. And you've heard some of the things that he has said, and said a lot of things, a lot of statements. Called me by name, Commish T. Only my friends call me Commish T. But I guess he's my friend now. Called me by name and said some of the most outrageous things that you could ever imagine. And I sit back and just keep hosting myself, doing my thing. But, you know, I've come to realize I got to address just – there's one particular thing that he said that I got to address. I have to address this one thing. Then I'm going to go on and I'm going to forget all about it. But I cannot let this one thing go. I feel like if I let this one thing go, I am not stepping up and being a man. And you're probably sitting there saying, damn, T is so animated tonight. I've never heard T, so I am animated. Been thinking about this all day. If you caught me on Twitter, the Madden Voice on Twitter, told you I was going to talk about it. If you're on the Madden Lab, our partner, the host of our forums, shout out to Duke Gambino. They run great forums. Sign up for the lab. Do it now. I don't know what you're waiting on. If you were on the forums, you might have heard me say, enough is enough. I got to comment. I got to respond. I know you heard it. I know when you heard it, you shook your head. I know you said, no, he did not say that. Did he really just say that? And yeah, he did. And I have to respond now. And I ask everybody's indulgence, and I ask your forgiveness, but I have to respond to this. I have to.
Up out of there.
Ain't nothing but a gangster party.
Oh, shit. You done fucked up, man. You done put two of America's most wanted in the same motherfucking place at the same motherfucking time. Y'all niggas about to feel this. Break out the champagne glasses and motherfucking condoms. Have one on us, alright? Picture perfect. I paint a perfect picture. Bomber hoochies with precision. My intentions took you with you with that some double OP. Dog, my fucking homie. You the cold ass nigga on them all.
Showing up. I keep my hand on my gun because they got me on the run. Now I'm back in the courtroom waiting on the outcome. 3 Tupac is all that's on the niggas' mind. But at the same time, it seems they trying to take mine. So I'm going to get smart and get defensive and shit. And put together a million march for some gangster shit.
So now they got a slate. 2 multi-millionaire motherfuckers catch the case. Bitches get
up out of there.
Ain't nothing but a gangster.
He had the nerve to say that I don't like Tupac. Are you kidding me? He had a nerve to say he doesn't like Tupac? Wait a minute. He had the audacity to insinuate that I don't like Tupac?
ain't got no motherfucker.
So I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. West Side, bad boy killers. You know who the realest is, niggas. We winning too. First on, fuck your bitch in the click you claim. West Side, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life. Plus, Punky trying to see me weak, hearts I rip. Biggie Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark ass bitches. We keep on coming while we running for your juice, steady gunning.
He had the nerve, he had the audacity to come on and say, I don't like Tupac. The EAFL guys will quote that they were sitting next to me at Players Bowl and Tupac was playing, and I said, it ain't a tournament if Tupac ain't playing. I can't get over it. It's been bugging me, and I had to respond. I love me some Tupac. Tupac and Biggie, rest in peace. All right, back to the Madden voice. I've addressed the issue. I'm moving on now. Sorry, Eddie. I hear you out there. You know, but I had to do it. I'm sorry for the profanity. You guys know I run a clean show, and I'm going back to being clean. I had to address it. But back to the Madden voice, back to why you tuned in to hear what is going on in the Madden community. I appreciate you guys indulging me. Every once in a while now, you got to step out and do it. And when we were at Players Bowl, a lot of us saw our boy, our friend T-Boy was pushed to the edge a little bit. And man, don't push that brother to the edge, man. Don't do it, because you saw him step up and handle his. You saw it. I saw it. I was impressed, man. T-Boy said, no, this ain't gonna happen. And he took care of his, and I had to do the same. So please forgive me. I had to, you know, indulge me there for a minute. Oh, I feel better now. All right, let's go to the phones. It is live. It is the Madden voice. We got a lot of callers on, so let's go to, you know, again, a lot of people call in and want to just listen. And so if you want to be heard, press 1, and that will tell me that you want to be heard. If you just want to listen, then that's fine. I may click on you anyway just because I can. But if you want to be heard, just make sure you definitely press 1, and I'll get you on. 443 area code. Welcome to the Madden voice.
Hey T, how's it going? It's Proto calling in. How's it going, buddy?
Good brother. This is the prototype, and the prototype is the commissioner of EAFL PS3, which is now a major league, as we have started EAFL PS3 Australia, our minor league. I love, you know what you guys don't see. I get all the requests to join the league. And you guys don't see them, but I get, you know, we have Europe, we have Canada, we have Australia, and it's minor leagues. And I get questions like, do you have to live in Canada to play in this league? I don't know if I could join a league that's in Australia because of time distance. Can I still play? I mean, I'll try to stay up late nights if I have to. I mean, it really is. It's funny. It's funny. And I don't rib these guys, but it's really funny. But EAFL PS3 in the house, and I did say we definitely, you know, I have to apologize to the loyal members of the EAFL. You guys have stuck by this league through thick and thin, and even though we spend week after week talking about the tournament scene and haven't really given the league a lot of love, you guys still tune in. You do the downloads. You do the iTunes. I appreciate it. The Madden voice appreciates it. The Madden community appreciates it because, you know, and I quote Bobby Storm, you know, a couple days ago we talked, and he said, hey, you guys have really stepped up to be leaders in this community, and he appreciates what we do. So, EAFL, keep doing what you do. Proto, let's talk about PS3. Talk to me about what's going on in the major league, playoffs, whatever else you want to share with us.
Okay, well, I'm just tuning in, so real quick, one quick question to you before I move on. Did Fish already call in? Is he on the line?
Let's see if Fish is on the line. Let me look. I do not see Fish yet.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and start. The plan was for me to do the NFC and him to do the AFC because, you know, we run this thing together. But
yes,
I'll
sir.
Go ahead and start with the NFC playoffs, man. It's going to definitely be a dogfight. We have new guy, M. Ray. With the Carolina Panthers, went 15-1 in his first season in the EAFL PS3 Madden League. His only loss came at the hands of the guy that helps me run water, me and the guy, you know, my partner in crime, Fishful. Dealt him his only loss, so he's definitely looking good as the number one seed. Number two seed, we have Showdown with the Packers, who is one of the EFL PS3 Super Bowl winners. I think that was the second season we ran this year. We had Fishful, my partner in crime, at the 3 seed, running with the Cards. At the 4 seed, we have Hayes with his favorite team, the Skins. He's always deadly when he gets his favorite team. The 5th seed, who's already lost, you know, we keep things moving on the PS3 side, it's Cohen Piper. He actually lost to Hayes, so Hayes has advanced to the second round of the playoffs. And at the 6th seed, we have my boy Come Fly with the Tampa Buccaneers representing the 4-0. So the NFC side is looking thick, man. I think it's going to definitely, like I said, it's going to be a dogfight. But I'm going to go with, we got 2 Super Bowl winners, Fishful Showdown. But I like my boy Come Fly representing the 4-1-0, not just because he's my buddy and partner in crime, but I think, you know, he's been practicing in the camp a little bit. I think he might finally get his first Super Bowl. He's been one of the toughest players on the PS3 side, Come Fly with 81. I think he might get his first Super Bowl on the PS3 side.
All right.
So I'm
all
picking
right.
him to
hey,
run through the NFC.
We do got
not run through it.
We do got Fish Food on. Just so you, Fish Food, you there? Fish Food. Well, I thought we had Fish Food on. We must have lost him. Fish Food, call back in, brother, because I unmuted you, but I lost you. All right, I'm sorry about that, Prover.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead if you want me to give him a second.
Yeah, go ahead
and roll.
Go ahead and roll.
All right, with the AFC side, we got the Oakland Raiders with the number one seed. That's my boy MJ Moore, who's sitting at 13-3. The second seed, another tough baller who's also representing on the 360 side, Boogie, with the Texans. He went 12-4. With the third seed, we have the Bengals, Purdy, who's another tough baller. I don't know if the guys from the boys will remember, but he repped the EAFL in the tournament that Chris Webber hosted in Sacramento and actually lost in the championship game. EFL big. Fourth seed, we got the Jets at 11-5. That's my boy, Wago. He won a Super Bowl. Definitely one of the toughest stick work guys that I played with, probably the best stick in the EAFL PS3 league. The fifth seed, we have another one of my 4-1-0 buddies. You know, I've been recruiting heavy in B-more. It's actually the guy that I picked to win it all, his nephew, DCW Fly, who went 10-6. And at the 6th seed with the Miami Dolphins, Iceland, who actually won last year's Super Bowl. You can never count Iceland out. He's dead. Well, actually, you know what? Just looked at my emails. Iceland already lost to Purdy, so the defending champ has already lost. Right, he went out, but he had a good run. He started off, I believe, maybe 1-4 with the Dolphins, so to end up 10-6 and make that playoff run was pretty tough. You know, he always adjusts. We knew he was going to be tough for any team he ended up with.
And anybody out there listening, looking to join a league, you heard that, right? Playoffs started, you know, yesterday.
Right,
we already,
right. We have 2 games
rolling.
Played already.
Guys
yeah.
are rolling in the EAFL. They don't mess around. They, you got
right.
It's April. Okay, we winding Madden down, but EAFL is still holding it down. I'm sorry, Proto. Just go ahead, man.
Yeah, we'll probably be starting the second round sometime this evening. That's how we do. But to come out the AFC, I'm going to give it to Boogie. I think Boogie is about his time, and with those Texans, man, he has an awesome offense. I mean, probably, you know, definitely top 5 baller in the EAFL PS3. I like to see him and Come Fly lock it up in the Super Bowl. That's what I think is going to go down. I think Come Fly may edge him out. They always have dog fights, so it probably won't go down like that, but that's how I see it happening. So that's, you know, how
right.
we look around when the EAFL PS3 majors.
Now, while I have you on, let me ask you a question, PS3 man. Let me ask you a question. There are rumors flying about, but no one knows this. It's just rumors that that we could see a Madden Challenge move to the PS3 platform as soon as next year. I would find it hard to believe, but the rumors are flying. you're I'm not a PS3 guy. I was a PS2 guy, and I'm a 360 guy, and I certainly can go back and be a PS3 guy if need be. But what do you think about that? Do you think that there is enough interest in the PS3 game to make that happen, or do you think if the MC moves to the PS3 that the interest will pick up?
The second half, I think it'll definitely pick up. I think these guys, man, you know, to me personally, you know, I know we rep at all the tournaments. These guys are running good tournaments. But personally, I'm not big on the tourney scene. I'm trying to get into it. I got to get my game up. But I think, you know, you got to say the Madden Challenge is the biggest and the fast tournament out there. I'm one of those guys that if you lose, I think you should be done. So, you know, I'm totally against the whole buyback thing. You know, that's just not how it works in the real world. So I think, you know, basically to go back to your question, I think, you know, that's a great idea. And I think if they move it to the PS3 side, I think, you know, everybody will definitely make that transition. Same way they did with PS2, you know. Back in the day, you know, PS3 was where it was at. Excuse me, they switched to 360. And with the next gen, you know, the Madden fans followed. I think pretty much whatever they decide to do, the Madden fans and, you know, the followers and faithful, they're definitely going to follow those guys. So,
I'm sorry. I just want to Fish Food, we got you back.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
All right, go ahead. What's up, brother?
Yeah, what's up, guys? What's going on? Actually, just wanted to add in real quick, I actually already beat Come Fly probably about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, God.
That's what I'm talking about. AFL getting that game played. Commissioners running large. Of course, I didn't make the playoffs. But most of my commissioners got game, baby.
Right. Hey, look, hey, Fish, I just got a phone call as soon as I dialed in, and I'm just, like, I was looking at the clock. I was like, just getting it from work. Let me call real quick. I know they wanted us in the first 15 minutes, and my phone rang, and I'm looking at the call ID right now. So I think he was calling me to tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, that's hot, guys. And you know, while I have you both on, I've been trying for weeks to set up a conference call with all the commissioners, but when you're the size that we are, to try to get about 15 guys on the same date at the same time for half hour is, you know, you got a better chance of, you know, getting a date with Megan Fox, frankly.
Right.
It just ain't happening, but I'm going to try. But, hey, I really appreciate the great job you guys are doing down there in the PS3 world. I trust you guys implicitly, you know, because I don't have the PS3 system. I just never got it because, you know, it'd just be sitting collecting dust, but I'll probably end up getting one this year since, you know, it's expanding. But, you know, so you guys are doing a great job. You stepped up to take over the minor league as well. It's clear you guys work well together. Proto, even when Sick Nasty stepped down and, you know, had other things he, you know, wanted to do with his time, the league didn't meet a beat. Fish jumped right in. And, I mean, I don't get to say it enough, but since I have you both on, you know, I greatly appreciate everything that you guys do. I know how much work you guys put in, and, you know, I appreciate it. I really, really do. It's a good feeling to know that there's guys as committed as you to, you know, to keep the EAFL legacy moving strong.
Yeah, man, it actually makes it a lot easier. All our owners are great in the majors.
Definitely, most definitely. And the guys, you know, in the development league in Australia, I mean, man, I'm telling you, man, the PS3 side, look out for us. If they do move to the tournament, if they move the Madden Challenge, you know, to the to the PS3, we are definitely going to be repping. Fish and I are both representing Maryland. You know, we got tough ballers already on both sides, on both platforms representing Maryland. So look out for us. If they move it to the PS3 side, I'm definitely going to have to put some lag time in, because if they come to my platform, I got to represent, man. Got to represent.
Right. Well, I hear you. Well, like I said, I mean, you guys are doing a great job down there, and I, you know, we appreciate it. And, you know, you slipped and said EAFL, but who knows, man, maybe one day there will be, you know, we'll have a national EAFL challenge. You never know.
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen.
Yeah,
it's going to happen. We got some ballers. We got some ballers in the EAFL. It's definitely going down.
And for anybody out there who doesn't think Proto has a life, you guys see him working all the time. You know, he's got a job. He's got EAFL. Brother's on my Facebook, okay? I catch his updates. I can assure you, brother's got a life, okay? I can assure you, okay? He does not miss an opportunity to get out there and party. I can assure you that.
I'm telling you, you know what, that's what having, you know, having a great partner like Fish allows that to happen, man. I mean, we stay on the phone all the time at work, email and text messaging, but, you know, I'm out here, you know, working on my promotional thing, trying to throw some dope parties, you know, and be more. Shameless plug, send me a email, you know, a Facebook friend invite. I got the, you know, on Fridays, I run a 9-to-5 Facebook happy hour from 9 to 5. It makes the work day fly past. This Friday to just pass, I had like 400 hits. We do old school, real hip hop and all that good stuff, man. If you got the time and sit in front of a desk, or you have, you know, one of these smartphones, it's really fun. So shoot me email. You can find my email address on the EAFL platforms. You know, I had to throw that shameless plug in there real quick.
You know how he does that, right? He didn't just get, you want to find his email, go to the EAFL platform and find it. And while you're there, sign up for the EAFL, EAFLMadden.com/join. But anyway, well, listen, gentlemen, I appreciate you guys coming on the show. We're going to try to do this a little bit more often where we can at least feature one league, you know, every so often and talk about the good stuff that's going on. Next week, maybe we can talk about getting some Super Bowl champions on from the leagues to just talk about their experience in the league. You know, a lot of leagues are slowing down and shutting down. And, you know, I ain't going to lie, we've slowed down a bit, but not like what I thought. I thought by now I'd see tumbleweeds on the Madden field, and it's really not the case. You know, we still have a pretty thriving league. So, you know, you guys out there that are looking to keep playing, that aren't ready to break your disc and put down the sticks, that just want to play Madden and have a good time, whether you're playing on a tournament level and competing on that level and you need a league to warm up in and lab in and you know, get your game to another level, or whether you just enjoy the game but don't play on that level, the EAFL is really for everybody. I don't want people to mistake our tournament focus to mean that you have to be tournament tested to play in the league. You will become tournament tested if you join the EAFL. You can believe that.
Absolutely.
All right. Proto, Fish, appreciate you guys coming on the show. Keep up the great work.
All right.
No problem.
All right, guys. Take care.
Later.
All right. Prototype, the prototype, and Fish Food. And I always, every time I hear the prototype, I always say, If you guys follow professional wrestling, I'm sure you know who John Cena is. When John Cena became a professional wrestler, his first name was The Prototype, and that's a little-known piece of trivia that I thought I would share out there. All right, and very shortly we are going to have our special guest, Shotmaster, joining us momentarily. Before that, let's take another call. 347 area code, welcome to the Madden Voice.
It's in York,
and
you're in the building.
And you're, you know, brother, like I said, you have a permanent spot on the Madden Voice. You could call in and be a guest on this show. You don't even have to tell me you're calling in. Anybody who brings a lady that you brought to Players Bowl, you got a spot. Yes, sir. Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you going to?
It's a long story behind that now. It's a long story. Oh, my God.
Oh. It's a long story. Okay.
I talked to Coach K about it on Saturday.
Did you really?
Okay.
You were down at KLTC? Okay, good. We like to hear that. We like to make sure that guys are going out repping the tournaments.
Yeah, it was tough, man. I played one game with drama. I was in one game with drama, and I was up 14, and he came back and beat me 34-14.
Wow.
Fuck, I was pissed.
Wow. Well, you know, I commend you for coming on the show, and I would have made up a score. I would have just said I lost. But hey, man.
Let me tell you one thing. Emma, she put picks on the 10K. I put her links in her forums. It's under the Clips of Playable Thursday Night Live, something like that. Like, I got an extended version of the trailer and picks. So, like, it's in the forums. You have to look for it.
Okay, great.
It's under Playable Clips, Thursday Night Live, whatever. So.
Okay, cool. We'll check it out.
Yeah,
all right, sir.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Appreciate you calling in, man. Have a good evening.
All right.
One other call. 609 area code, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Yes, little man.
Little man, a.k.a. AOTC champion?
Yeah.
Congratulations, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Thank you very much.
Now, you know, from what I read, I did not make it to Rod's tournament out there, but from what I read, is it true? Is it true? You are now called the Comeback Kid?
Yeah.
Is it true that this may be the greatest tournament performance ever?
I mean, a lot of people can't believe that I came back 5 times in a row. Like, everyone was watching.
Now, is it, you know, I gotta be a cynic here a little bit. You know, I gotta pull on Superman's cape a little bit. Now, it's a great accomplishment. Now, is it a great accomplishment to come back 5 times, or is there a flaw in your game to actually have been down 5 times?
Actually, I've been down 5 times. Like, they locked me up the first half. I didn't do good the first half, but I woke up the second half and just came back with the win.
Wow, that's great. And who did you meet in the finals?
Mr. Joke.
Mr. Joke. All right. Joke's supposed to be calling in, too. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you back a hold momentarily.
Okay.
I'm going to grab Shotmaster, and we're going to talk a little bit, and then I'm going to bring you back on. So don't go anywhere. All right. Little man, KOTC champion. If you were not at NJ Rod's tournament this weekend, you missed, from what I've been told, just a great time. So, you know, make sure that, you know, you get out to the tournaments and represent your crew, represent yourself. But just go and play Madden and have a good time. All right, let's see here now. We are going to bring on our special guest. And if anybody knows anything about the Madden community, you certainly know this next gentleman that we are bringing on the Madden Voice. Very well known in the Madden community, has a very popular site, mymaddenpad.com. We've actually chatted a little bit on Twitter, so that's how we connected. And, you know, just a guy that, a stand-up guy in the Madden community. We want to welcome to the show, Shotmaster. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Big shout out to NJ Rod. That's my man.
Well, Rod is the man. We hope Rod calls. I see Rod's in the chat room, and he's usually good for calling in. So we'll see if we can get Rod to come on as well. But I know I see him in the chat room and talking about some things with some of the guys. So Rod, if you're out there, feel free to call in and join the conversation. So you know, I know who you are, and most of the Madden faithful know who you are, but, you know, we have a broad audience, and there could be a few guys out there that are saying, wow, who's the Shotmaster guy? You know, give everyone the 30-second bio on who Shotmaster is.
Well, my name is Shotmaster. I'm an EA community leader. I own a couple of fan sites called MaddenWars.com and MyMaddenPad.com. If you were lucky to catch season one of Madden Nation, I was on season one with Rod. So, and, you know, I'm heavily involved in the Madden community. I love the Madden community, and I love every aspect of the Madden community. You know, I'm more of a straight sim baller, but I do recognize the tourney players, and I applaud them for everything that they do. I love talking to Rod, Game Time Bobby. I love talking to Philly Vaughn, Big B, you know, all those guys are just great stand-up guys, and I love what they do for Madden and the community.
And I agree with you. We've had them all on the show. And, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people in the Madden community should be happy to have leadership like that, you know, that are setting the path and blazing away. And yourself included. Now, talk to us about my Madden Pad is fairly, what, about a year old now?
Yeah, it's a year old. I started right at NCAA release date last year. And what my Madden Pad is a social community, social network for Madden ballers. And I have some pretty big stuff planned for this year. But what you can do is you can create a profile. You know, I recognize that EA Sports World only allows you to upload 5 videos. So what I did was create a site where you can upload as many of your videos as you want and create, you know, a video, you know, diary of all your highlights. And it's a good way because a lot of times people post those videos other places and you want them to stay up there. So, you know, this is just a great way to keep all your videos.
Wow, that is great. Yeah, there is definitely some limitations with the EA Sports World. And, you know, we tried to, in the EAFL, use it a little bit and use the highlight reel, but, you know, it's a little awkward to use and space is limited and, you know, it is not as user-friendly as we would like. So sounds like you've got some better solutions there on my Madden pad.
Yeah, I definitely have some solutions. Come check it out. Like I said, I have some big plans for this year. I can't reveal them just yet. You know, maybe I'll come on the show maybe a week or two before Madden drops and plug that. But
all right.
Definitely stay tuned. I always have my ear to the community, so I'm always, if somebody, you know, finds something in the community, I'm always, you know, right there trying to get the news. What I want to do is really tap into, you know, these tournament guys and get news from them also, you know, who's throwing the big tournaments. I have a place on my website where you can post events. And so I'm really reaching out to the Madden community. If you have an event that you want people to see, you know, post it on my Madden pad, and I'll make sure I get it out. You know, I'm trying to do a newsletter now every week, and I'll make sure that your event, you know, gets plugged in the newsletter.
Hey, man, that sounds great. I don't think there can be enough advertising in this community, so anything that gets the word out, particularly with the tournaments and things that are going on, is a great thing. So you guys heard it here first. You know, Shotmaster's got some resources. Rod, T-Boy, all you guys, he's got some resources to help you get the word out, and so let's take advantage of them. Now, one of the reasons I asked you to come on was Madden Community Day was a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, the EAFL forums are hosted on the Madden Lab. So, you know, as our home, we certainly, you know, spent a lot of time browsing those forums. And there was a lot of conversation about Community Day and who was actually there on Community Day. And then I was tipped off to your blog and your comments on Community Day. And it seemed right in line with what I was reading on the Madden Lab. And I thought that you know, this would be a good spot for us to have a little conversation about, and you being a Madden community leader as well, what were your thoughts on Community Day?
Well, I love the idea. You know, this is the earliest that EA has brought anybody to their facility to play Madden, to give feedback on the game. You know, that alone is just great. My concern was that there wasn't enough variety going to this community day. Of any other community days, this was the community day to bring some of those tournament guys in, you know, who know how to rocket catch, who know how to nano blitz, who know how to, you know, break the game, you know, bring them in, let them give feedback also. I have no problem with the guys that went from Operation Sports, but, you know, I just wish there was a little bit more variety there and didn't pick everybody from Operation Sport.
Now, you as a community leader, and you know, I'm you know, I try to be respectful on the show, and I don't want to you know, call anybody out or do anything like that. But you as a community leader, are you guys? Are you involved in? Do they come to you and say, okay, Shotmaster, you know, who do you think we should invite, or do they seek your suggestions or your opinions on who should come?
No, I really have no say-so in who goes or who doesn't go. What I will say is that, you know, I think they try to do something different this time. You know, like last year and previous years, I've been going out to EA since 2005. But every time I've gone out there, it's been maybe, you know, 1 or 2 weeks before the game goes gold. So, although we can give feedback, and, you know, Rod's been up there also, although we can give feedback, there's not a lot that EA can do you know, a week, 2 weeks before the game goes gold. You know, this right. event that just happened was 7 weeks before an event like we would go to. So there was, I'm pretty sure Ian and the whole Madden 10 development team got tons of feedback. You know, those guys are very, you know, dedicated. They talked about, you know, presentation. They talked about, you know, gameplay. They talked about, you know, uniform equipment and stuff like that. But like I said, my concern is, you know, you're trying to make the game better. You know, a lot of people have been talking about these last couple of years about the rocket catch, the strafe catching. You know, what better way to diffuse all that and test it out than to bring some tournament guys that know how to do it into the fold? Because last year, when guys were out there, they were doing rocket catches. But like I said, you know, I think it was a little too late to really do anything about it.
Now, what do you think? I mean, you know, and you know, in fairness, Cornstar did post that he received an invite, but he got it too late. So there was at least one tournament guy that we know confirmed an invite. So we'll, in fairness, and in fairness, I think that this is probably, we had Phil Frazier on the show several weeks ago, and I got to say a lot of the things he said was going to happen have happened as far as their outreach to the community in general. They've been much more open about what's going on in this game than I've ever seen. So in fairness, we have seen some good things coming out of the development team this year. But, and there's always a but, what do you think this says to the tournament community when last year we saw the EA Madden Challenge pared down quite a bit? We see the first community day, and I don't know if you know, there's rumors that there's going to be another one closer to the release date. Not sure if that's true or not, but that's some of the scuttlebutt I've read on the boards. But the first one certainly didn't have tournament representation. Is there an implication, in your opinion, that maybe, you know, EA Sports is saying, look, the tournament community is, what, 1,000, 2,000 ballers, maybe? Every, you know, we sell 5 million versions of these, we sell 5 million of these games. We're going to focus in on the other 4,900,000, you know, 990-something thousand. And we hear you guys, but you know what? These are the guys that buy the game, too. Do you think that there's some kind of subliminal message there for us?
It's kind of hard to say. Initially, I would say no. There's really no message. For instance, I'm a big online guy, but let's face it, online players are only a very, very, very small percentage of what makes up the Madden players, you know, the Madden community. So with that being said, it doesn't mean that they don't care about online features. It just means that, you know, they can't, you know, just cater to them right now. And I think they recognize the tourney ballers. I mean, like you said, Cornstar got a invite. Rod has been up there plenty of times. Big B, Philly Ron, Bobby, you know, we've all been up there. So I think they recognize the tourney ballers, but at the same time, maybe they're not giving them enough credit for the things that you guys do in the community. You know, I totally agree with having a feedback session this early, you know, and I'm pretty sure there will probably be another community day 2 weeks before the game goes gold, probably in, like in another 2 or 3 weeks. But, you know, I'm very satisfied with how EA has handled things this year. Last year at this time, all you heard, and you go to every message board last year, is EA doesn't care. EA doesn't care about us. I have not seen that this year.
Right.
I've gone to forums. I've gone to all the little Madden websites. I've gone to the EA forums. You don't see that because EA has really stepped up in their communication with their customers. And so, you know, I'm very happy with that.
Yeah, I got to agree with you there. And like I said, you know, I guess now maybe 2 months it's been since we had Phil Frazier on, and he committed that the team would be more open. Matter of fact, he was very open with us that night and was very worried that he was a little too open that early on in the development of the game. But he committed that the team would be much more open than we've ever seen, and gotta give them credit. They certainly have. I mean, we know pretty much everything that's going on with the game, and it's no longer a guessing game. And oh my God, what's gonna happen? And you know, are we gonna get this? Or are we? I mean, they're telling us they're telling us that, you know, the Rockets getting toned down, that fullback diving's a thing of the past now. It's actually going to be more like a real fullback diving NFL, et cetera, et cetera. We're seeing these things early on, so that is very exciting. Do you think that there's anything that, you know, in your opinion, that the tournament community should change or could do differently when we're talking about relationships with EA Sports? I guess I'm back on the whole Operation Sports thing. And, you know, we've had Chris from Operation Sports on the show, too. They have a great site over there. You know, but do you think that there is something that the tournament community could be doing differently to kind of maybe catch EA Sports' attention or to kind of keep them top of mind that, hey, we're right here, guys, and don't forget about us when you're doing these things?
Well, I think you're doing it right now, having this radio show and getting Phil Frazier on. You know, you've gotten his ear. Now, I can remember a time where trying to get Phil Frazier on a radio or trying to get any developer, you know, to talk with you was, you know, a big task, and only like the big man types were able to do that type of thing. So, I mean, I would just say keep doing what you're doing, but I would say make sure you do it throughout the year. You know, don't just stop once the game comes out and then you don't want to talk to Phil Frazier again until, you know, it's time for them to develop, you know, 11.
Right.
So, I mean, I think you're doing what you're doing good. One thing I will say is that those guys that make the game, Ian, Phil, especially Ian, he's a hardcore Madden baller. You know, he loves the game. And if it wasn't for PR, I think Ian would probably tell us everything that's in the game right now. So I think a lot of us forget that there's also PR involved. So a lot of the things that they do, they have to get, you know, permission from PR to do it. The whole OS thing, I think that's kind of touchy. I've been, you know, reading here and there also, and a lot of people are a little disgruntled that, you know, only OS guys went. But you have to understand, you know, EA, well, especially like Phil and Ian handpicked those guys because they were on that site and they, you know, they knew those guys through their writing. So I think they felt more comfortable with those guys than anything else.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. It makes sense that, you know, I go over there every once in a while, and certainly there's, you know, that's they have a great relationship with EA Sports over there, so that makes sense. But also makes sense that it would ruffle a few feathers because, you know, there's a lot of good sites going on. I mean, you know, you have some good things going on. Duke and Gambino at the Madden Lab have some great things going on. And, you know, so we want to see the love get spread around, you know. Phil, I know you got us. We do a newsletter as well, and Phil actually signed up to get our newsletter. So in case you're listening to the show, Phil, either live or on your iPod driving into the office, don't forget about us. We're here. The Madden Voice will be on. In the last 13 months, we've done 46 shows. So we're going to be around year-round, and I may take a week off here and there, but for the most part, we're going to be around all year. So anytime anybody, particularly on the development team, Phil, Ian, anybody over there wants to come on and talk about anything, you guys have a standing invite to come on to Madden Voice, and we'd love to have you and hear right from the proverbial horse's mouth what's going on with the game. So thought I'd put that out there. All right. Now, Do you still compete? Do you still play? I mean, I missed you at Players Ball. I think by the time I finally got in, you might have taken your video and shots and taken off. So I didn't get to meet you at Players Ball. But do you still compete?
I still play. It's funny because I just told a buddy that I brought to the Players Ball that I'm going to gear up for this year, and you'll start seeing me at tournaments, and I'll start, you know, playing rather than shooting videos. So
okay, all right.
Yeah, I mean, I still play. I actually play a lot, but I don't compete in tournaments that much. But I'm going to start doing that in Madden 10.
All right. Well, we look forward to it, Shotmaster.
I used to make throwing some of my own tournaments.
Yeah,
I talked to Bobby, and I definitely need to hit him up because we're going to set up some things down here in Maryland.
Well, I think that sounds great. I think that Maryland is certainly a huge gaming land, you know, so certainly the market is there. And I think there's a lot of talk about tightening up the relationship with all the tournament directors going into Madden 10 and making sure that there's some standards set and guys are on the same page. So I think, you know, you jumping in the fray with your history in the game and your understanding of the game, and then with great guys like Rod and T-Boy, and then some of the new guys coming on, Paul from Big City's doing some things. We have Elijah from LAB Productions down in Virginia doing some things, and even rumblings about Swami coming back and doing another Nationals next year. Don't know if it's true or not, but that's rumblings that we're hearing that it may happen. So I think next year, I mean, the potential next year is just unbelievable, along with the improvements in the game that we hope to see. It could be, you know, literally as I see LeBron throw it down. I'll tell you, I'm sorry, I have the NBA on my left while I'm doing the show, and Cleveland is just too doggone good. You too, huh? Man, oh, man. If we don't get a Cleveland-LA Finals, then I don't know, man. That's what we all want to see. Cleveland and the Lakers in the finals.
And I really don't see neither one of those teams losing a game till then either.
You really don't. I just don't think. I mean, LeBron has. I mean, it's a good discussion on who's the best in the NBA right now between LeBron and Kobe. You know, and honestly, at this point, I think it's 6-1 and half a dozen the other. I think the guys are just they're different players, but they're both the same level to their team. You know, when their team needs to jump, they do whatever it takes, whether it's rebound, defend, outside shot, take it to the hole, yell on the sidelines. I mean, both of these guys, you watch them, and it's just like, even though they're different styles of players, they're both, you know, tremendous, tremendous athletes. And that's going to be it right there. LeBron and Kobe in the finals. I'm going to go on record right now and say Lakers in 7. I've said it. What?
I got Lakers in 6.
All right. All right, Shotmaster, any other words that you – anything else?
No, just if you need to get at me, I urge anybody, if you have any questions, you need something done, you know, I'm known for – if you got a site that you need some help with, I'm known to help people out. So just contact me. You can reach me on Twitter at twitter.com/Shotmaster. Or you can reach me on my Madden Pad, or you can email me at shopmaster@mymaddenpad.com.
Hey, now before you go, I have another old timer on that you may want to say hello to. I believe I now have T Boy on the line.
What's up, man?
Welcome to the show, T Boy.
All right, I was just listening. I was chilling. I was getting ready. I was going to push the one, but wow, I didn't even have to. Wow.
I'm psychic, man. The commish has multiple skills, multiple talents. I knew you were going to want to get on.
Yeah. Rod is was. I thought he was trying to get on there too.
Unless he's calling from a different number, I don't see him. And we do have a lot of calls, but no one's pressing the one. So anybody that's on the line now that would like to be heard, press one, and that'll tell me that you want to be heard. But I don't see Rod's number.
Oh, okay. Well, I was talking to him. He said he was on hold, waiting to get on. He must didn't push hold. Let me push the one.
All right. Well, I got a same area code. Let's see if this is Rod. I just pressed the one. 201 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Yeah, this is Joke.
Oh, what's going on, Joke?
So.
Nothing, man.
Oh, what's
hey.
Up? That's the killer right there. That's the unsung hero. That's my man, Joke. You ain't no
what's
joke.
Up, T-Boy?
You ain't no joke, dog.
All right, Joke, don't go nowhere. I just wanted to make sure that we were all set with Shotmaster before I let him go on and enjoy his evening. So, Shop, appreciate you coming on to the show. Anytime you want to come back on, we're going to look for you to come make that announcement about your plans for Madden 10 with mymaddenpad.com. And appreciate your time tonight, sir.
Oh, anytime you need me to come on, talk about anything that's going down in the Madden community. I'm here.
All right, brother. We'll
hey,
do, brother.
Hey, yo, can I get you the log? Can we get my man the log on to my site and check it out? See if he want to link up?
Yeah, what's the site, baby?
It's www.hbcpga.com.
HBC?
It's in the chat room right now.
Okay, go to the chat room.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you miss it, just hit me up on Twitter, Chop, and I'll give it to you if you miss it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Y'all take care.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thanks for coming on.
All right.
That was the one and only Shotmaster. His first time on the Madden Voice. We want to thank him for coming on the show. And as you see, the EAFL, not only do we talk about the Madden community, we broker deals. Now, you saw that T-Boy and Shop thing go on? Watch. Keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on that. T-Boy and Shopmaster. That could be a deadly duo. All right. Let's also bring on the man, the myth, the legend, NJ Rod, King of the Couch, Tournament Director. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, what's going on, man? I think I don't think I pressed one last time or something. Maybe that's what happened. But, you know,
maybe. It's possible. But welcome to the show. And let's also bring back to the show, Little Man, KOTC champion, Little Man.
What's up?
All right. Little reset here. It's almost 10 o'clock. We just had Shotmaster on the phone, so if you're just tuning in and you missed him, catching on the archive, a very interesting segment. We have T-Boy, chairman of the Madden Federation and director of the Harrisburg Ballers Club. He's got a tournament coming out in less than 2 weeks. We have NJ Rod, who is a KOTC tournament director, and that would be njmaddenballers.com. And KOTC just had their tournament, and we have the two finalists, Little Man and Joke on the line. Little Man, affectionately now known as the Comeback Kid, and took down Joke in the finals to be the current KOTC champion. So, Little Man, Joke, let's talk about the last game, man. You were up, and what happened?
Well, my first drive, I threw a curl to T.O. He dropped it and then got hurt for the whole game. Then he came out, he took three. So then I scored, and I stopped him, and I scored. He scored, so it was 14-11 because he got the two-point conversion. And I threw a crossing route in full house, and he picked it. Then he scored before half. And then after that, we just kept going back and back scoring. He got what I had. I mean, at overtime, and won the game. How much
wow.
It was.
Wow. Yeah, T.O. dropping a pass in Madden is about like T.O.
It really wasn't that. The pick I threw, my guy was open, but some guy was like 5 yards under the ball, jumped and picked it.
Damn. That's tough, man. That's tough. Now, do you think you lost the game or Little Man won the game?
Nah, I just lost the game. I had the game won. I was up 14-11 with ball, and then he picked me.
All right.
I think, Joe, what's your record, man? You got, like, what, 4 losses in tournament? Every tournament I've seen you in, you've been to the chip. I think you got one of the best tournament records that I've witnessed in a while, man, from the last couple events I've seen you at, which was only KOTC and up there in Philly. And you was balling up there. You walked right through your round robin in Philly, didn't you?
Nah, I lost my first game, and I won my second game. The guy I beat Shoal, so I got in the playoffs because of point differential.
Okay, all right. Well, way to work it, though. You know how you learn how to work that round-robin system. That's what's up, though. But, man, your record is off the hook, man. I hope you come up the way and represent a little bit because I got to get a person. I got to get an interview with you for my player spotlight. And, plus, man, you got to come up and check out how we're doing this thing up here in Harrisburg, man. It's crazy. It's crazy fun.
Yeah, I'm trying to go up there. Trying to see how I'm going to get to see if my brother's going to take me or what. I don't know yet.
Well,
is it this Saturday or next Saturday?
Y'all work it out. I'm going to do it. I'm doing a special online thing for this May 2nd joint. Online, I'm still going to leave the registration at $25. And we're going to go, and the pot will be anywhere from $500 to $1,000. So for $25, you get in the tournament. Your requalifying bracket is going to be $20. You know what I mean? So you get in the tournament for $25 online all the way up to May 1st. You know what I mean? It went up to a stack. Now, and plus the buffet is going to be straight bananas. So if y'all missed this one, I feel sorry for anybody who missed this joint right here.
Yeah, I'm trying to go. How much is it at the door?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's a lot more at the door, but the online thing is where you get the real, real hookup. I mean, you get hooked up at the door, too, but the online thing is just crazy. $25 to win a whole thousand, you know, up to $1,000, that ain't that's crazy.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, you know, while I got everybody's attention, I still got a little bit left. Dude said, I don't like Tupac.
Oh, yeah. Round and round, round they go. I get around. Still round when I'm on the ground. Round when we come around. Round and round, round they go.
Y'all don't know about that remix, I Get Around by Tupac. But he said, I don't like. Okay, anyway, I'm sorry, guys. I still can't
hold up
believe.
Now, hold up. I'm a DJ for 25 years. My name is DJ T-Boy Gold. That's where T-Boy came from.
Oh, okay. All right. I stand corrected, brother. You know about that remix. Some of the young guys don't know about the remix,
the young boys don't know about the remix.
That's right. Rod, so we have the champion, we have the runner up on the show, Rod. How was the tournament Saturday?
Well, the tournament was good, man. We had close to 30 guys, 20-some-odd guys was in there. Ended the Madden season. That's a nice turnout, especially after the there's still residuals over Players Ball. Usually I don't go into April, but this is something that I did. It worked out pretty well. Everything went smooth. Level of competition is obviously, you know, off the charts. Some things that people don't understand, I want to clarify a couple things. You got people out there that, our tournaments are designed for like local guys, just guys to come out. Joke, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Joke, KOTC was your first tournament, right?
Yeah, it was the first one I went to this year.
First person we went to. Basically, in the tournament community, if you, and this is no exaggeration, like the people that are traveling in the tournament community, especially from the East Coast, I would say a good 70-75% started out at KOTC events. And I'd say like the hardcore travelers, the guys that are going around. And out of those 75 that didn't start, like a guy like Little Man, I don't think he started. Little Man, where's your first tournament at?
Players Ball 08.
Okay, Players Ball 08. Guys that like Little Man, may not have started at KOTC, but you've been at at least 8 KOTC tournaments this year, Little Man. So you probably play there more than any other place. So what happens is, this is a home. It's a launch pad for a lot of these guys, and it's factual. It's not something that you can speculate about or think about or maybe this, maybe that. It's simply factual. So what happens is, we get out there, have a good time, get the local crowd out there, and then they can go on to different things. Could I go to hotels and do $3,000 events? Yeah, I could if I chose to. But what we try to do is we want to do regional events, just something in my area to get the level of play up. And then these guys can go on to wherever, whether it be Madden Champions, whether it be Madden, you know, Madden Nation Show, et cetera, whatever it is, regional champions, you know, our resume is real thick with guys. I think, and Joke and Little Man are just two more examples of this. Joke came on the team late this season, but the guy's on fire, you know what I'm saying? He's an excellent player, tournament tested, and, you know, he's going to make big things happen. And Little Man, he had one of the best seasons this season of any Madden guy in the nation, you know what I'm saying? You know, consistent. Played against the best competition in this particular tournament. His game time Philly crew was really stripped down. Basically, it was him that showed up, and then you had Juggernaut came up later. But you know, in the face of that adversity, he came through. So that was it. Somebody got their TV on, by the way. That'd be cool if they turned that down a little bit. But anyway, you know, with that, you know, Little Man, and Joke are like these guys are big time players, even though they're small in stature. They're both about 4 feet something, 70, 80 pounds maybe. But who's taller, Little Man or Joker? That's a question, a legit question.
He's like that's an inch taller than
me. All right, so Joke is actually smaller than Little Man, right?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. That's how it happens. But these guys are great guys, man. You know, and the guys that come out to the tournament, it was a real strong. It was a great year. The atmosphere is always good. A lot of love, a lot of camaraderie. You know, I can't be happier. And like I said, this is by my design. I like it like this. You know, I like the low entry fees and this and that. And just get out there and get your skills up and get ready to take it wherever you want to take it. So, you know, we had a great time as usual.
Now, you know, piggyback on something you said. You know, usually when we hear about guys winning a tournament, we're hearing Dynasty and Cornstar and, you know, RG or, you know, whoever. But, you know, Little Man, Joe, at Players Bowl, Drag Racer came out of nowhere and shook things up. He didn't win it all, but certainly caught people by surprise with his performance. And then it was the 12, 13-year-old kid, not even sure what his name is, because every time I hear his name, it's something different. The Future, I heard, not sure if that's his name or not, but that's the last name I heard for him. Are we seeing an emergence now of new ballers coming in? Is it the talent out there that is a playing field level because there's just so much talent, or is it the game? And is it really true that anybody can be good on this game?
Now, this is my take, and this is what's so ridiculous, and just from an intelligent point of view, this is how I feel. If you look at some of the greatest Madden players that ever played, all you can say is when you rank these guys is how did they do versus the people that they played. You know what I'm saying? How good were they in their time and what they had to deal with? Because everybody is in the same time. We don't jump time continuums like you do in science fiction, and we're all playing the same game. So my question is, how can you discredit people that are dominant on this particular game, as opposed to other years when they're playing the same game that everybody else is playing? You got to give people credit where credit is due, and I think that comes from a lot of times when you have the haves and the have-nots, and you have people that are starting to change, and people that once were dominant are no longer dominant. And then with that, there's got to be an excuse. You know what I'm saying? It's this. It's the game. It can't be this. Anybody could do this. It can't be that. The reason why anybody could do it is because they can't do it. So what happens when someone can't do something, or no longer able to excel on the top level? It's got to be an excuse. A real man will just say, you know what, I'm not good anymore. Just, you know what I'm saying? Things have passed me by. I got a girlfriend now. I have a job. I'm in school. See, things happen where that affect the game. Those that don't have those things or whatever, or just like super skilled players, will always be around, will always be decent. You know what I'm saying? But then, you know, things in life start coming around, and eventually, like anything else, new cats are going to come on the block. And as opposed to just respecting the new cats, it's almost a disrespect to them. Well, it's got to be the game. It's this, it's that. Because those who used to dominate couldn't dominate. I think that's an incredible cop-out. And as an educator and someone that looks to youth for our future, you can't build your life like that, based upon, well, it's the game, it's this, it's the cars, it's this, it's that, it's the people. Nah, it's the fact that there are new people that are coming out, and they deserve the same respect as others. This is what I'm talking about, that double standard type things. When certain people are good, they're good because they're good. But when other people are good, oh, the game is garbage. You only can do this, you only can do that. But back in the day, there were other things. There were juke glitches and this and that and nanos that other people were, they excelled at. But they were considered good. But this year, when somebody masters whatever the exploit is or whatever, now it's the game is poor. So I think that's a classic example of a double standard, which plagues the Madden community. It's ridiculous. So guys like Joke, guys like Dynasty, guys like Little Man, Coins, whoever's on top this year, you know what? They deserve to be there because they're playing the same game that everybody else is. But you know what it is? They're just playing it a little bit better than other people are. Simple as that.
Joke, as the current KOTC champion, what's your take on it?
Little Man. Little Man's the champion, actually.
I mean, I'm sorry. My bad. I knew it was Little Man. I'm sorry, Little Man. I didn't mean to, you know, bro. I met you at Players Bowl. You're a cool dude. I didn't mean to take your title away from you. I knew it was you. Little Man, as the current KOTC champion. What's your take on that? You know, you went and posted. You went and posted, and, man, that thread took off. So what's your take on people's unacceptance of the new kid on the block?
I mean, some people just got to realize that, like, not, the same people are not going to be as good anymore. They're going to fall down. New people are going to come up and knock the legends off. So I'm saying it's my first year actually going a lot of tournaments. So, I mean, I'm just trying to do my best and try to be remembered and get out of Madden Nation.
I hear you. I hear you. We like that. And I'll tell you what, man. I mean, the way you going about it, man. You might very well get that call. Who knows? I mean, you know, you certainly are shaking things up out there. Joke. You know, I met you also down in I did meet you. You were in Philly, right, Joke?
Yeah, I was in Philly.
Okay, yeah. And, you know, it's cool because you were not very well liked on the message boards, but after meeting you in Philly, you certainly calmed down a lot on the boards. Now it's all good. So once everybody got to meet you, it was like, oh, man, he's okay. So that's good stuff. Now, you know, you're the runner-up, but you've had some pretty good tournament showings. What's your take on, I mean, do you consider yourself also in the same category as Little Man, like, I'm up and coming, I'm trying to get my spot, but these guys don't want to give it to me?
Yeah, the people who have always been, like, the better players in the previous years they're not always going to be the best players. Like, some people don't like to throw curls. You know, not you got to throw curls. Like, I don't know why everybody complains about curls. You just got to go on and stop them. Pretty much all it is.
I hear you. I mean, if that's, you know,
if this game would be like that, then everybody would be winning the tournament. It's not the same people.
Exactly. When you take an intelligent approach to anything, if there's a certain group or a certain cluster of people that are constantly winning something, you get guys like, you know, you get a Corn Star, you get a Dynasty, you get a Joke, you get a you know, Evil Canyons. You get the constant, you know, six or seven guys that are always on top. There has to be some skill there. You know what I'm saying? It's not
everybody.
You got to
do something right.
Doing something right, because if everybody could win, you would see random champions every time. Every time you would see random champions, but you don't see it. Because what it is, it's just a simple, it's an okey-doke, con man, shuck and jive trick where people try to discredit people's efforts. You know, they did it back in the day. Since man has come about, there's always a way to try to say that somebody else is less than or whatever. But you got to just, all you have to do is just look at the simple fact. I just think the guys that are good at this game should be on the same pedestal as the guys that have been good at every game, because every year there's something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, every year there's something new.
Every year there's something. Now all of a sudden you get the guys out there. Oh, this is, it's the game. It's this. It's that. It's the game because they're not winning. But when it was when they were winning, was it the game then?
No.
No, it was their skill then. They're just better. But now it's the game. I just think it's a cop out. I think it's ridiculous. And even when the season first started. Like one thing about me, I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. If we can go back on the message boards, when this game first came out, I wrote a big thread. You might remember, T. It was about something about the new kids on the block or something like that.
Yep.
If you remember that thread, and I was talking about you know, how, like, guys, like, you know, like, they got on Boy Blue. They were getting on Boy Blue, this, that. You know, he's only this, he's only that. These guys have excelled, and they've mastered what, you know, the points that are good about this particular game. Yeah, they're doing what they got to do to win at this game. And as opposed to the first notion is to discredit, to down, to make less than. How about this? Respect it. Respect what they're doing, because they're doing obviously doing something right. Get better, or just wait until the next game. That's how it is. Just like these guys had to wait when Problem was on top. You know what I'm saying? Things happen. Things go in circles. So just respect it. I just have a problem with disrespect that goes on in the Madden community and the double standard. How this guy is good because he does something. Somebody can do the same thing, but yet, you know, it's the game. It's this. It's Fluke. Come on, man. Let's be real.
No, I agree with you. I think unfortunately, a lot of this community is built on the wrong platform. I mean, when some, you know, one of the things that used to always bug me as the EAFL was up and coming, when my guys would play in tournaments and they'd play against somebody. And I remember last year at Players Bowl, first round, Problem plays Casper from the EAFL, and on the thread it said Problem versus Random. And
yeah, Random just, or Bum or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and it's just automatically, okay, so because he's not on TV or because he's someone you don't know, he's a random. You know, this Random came and won. And it builds from there. And so now it's like when guys say the EAFL and they call my guys out by name, it almost makes me mad, because I remember it wasn't that long ago that you were calling my guys randoms. Now all of a sudden you know their names. Well, they're the same guys they were a year ago. You know, but now because you see them around a little bit more, now you feel like you can call their names. Hey, man, call everybody by their name. You know, treat everybody the way you want to be treated. Rod, I agree with you, brother.
It's just a matter. It's just, and a lot of people, I don't understand, like maybe because I'm older, you know, I'm more established, you know, and my life is in a certain path. I'm spiritually grounded. But people got to start doing the right thing and calling it like it is. Like, you know, like Dynasty has gone through more hell as champion that I've ever seen ever in Madden. You know what I'm saying? He's gone through more hell, more disrespect, this and that, as the Madden champion, because certain people feel that the game is a certain way or something like that. But you know what? Problem didn't have those issues. They didn't give that stuff to Fool. They didn't give that stuff to Big Gene. But they're gonna give it to him. Like, if you're gonna do it across the board. That's what a man does. You know what I'm saying? You don't pick and choose which game or which version because of your particular interest or whatever, to choose who is good and who's not good and what game is good. When you got something, you can only do what you only can do what you can do. You only can deal with who you dealt with in your era. A big one more quick thing. Anybody ever seen Coming to America when they're in the barbershop and they bring up Rocky Marciano?
Yeah.
Rocky Marciano. That's all the way. You know, whatever. The thing about Rocky Marciano, you know, people will always argue that, like, he wasn't that good. He fought bums. He fought Joe Louis when he was 48 years old, whatever. But you know what he did? But you know what Rocky Marciano did? He beat everybody that came in front of him and never lost the game. Never lost the fight, ever. So you know what? Like, you know, people can say, well, it was this. There was no good heavyweights. It was that. It was World War II. They can make all kind of excuses that they want to make. But the fact was, he was a champion and he never lost. Right. So therefore, you've got to give respect to a person that dominates in their time with what they're dealing with. Under the
no matter who it is.
Conditions, no matter who it is. So therefore, you know, when you talk about Problem, when they talk about Dynasty, you know, Dynasty's the current champ, you know, and I can understand he's having to go out and people are pressuring him to play last year's champ because of the lack of respect that he's gotten for something that he achieved this year. That's a disgrace. That's a disgrace.
Hey, I've already gone on record. I told Dynasty, don't play him. I told him, and I have not. I don't know Problem. I've never spoken to Problem.
No,
I don't know him from. I don't know him from a hole in the wall other than my reputation. Nothing against Problem.
And real quick,
I told Dynasty, don't play him.
And real quick, like you just said, it's not Problem, and it's not the people. It's not the person that you're talking about. This is not about Problem. This is about the disrespect that Dynasty gets. It's not personal on Problem. It's not personal on other people. It's just the double standards that certain people are getting. When Problem won all his stuff, they didn't ask him to go back and play Jarvis, who won it last year.
Right.
He didn't ask him to do that.
Right.
Come on, man.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
And I respect Dynasty, because Dynasty did call him out. because he felt like, and he came right on his show and said, I did it because I felt like I wasn't getting my respect. But you know what? Too bad, Dan. You know what I mean? Like, you went to Turks, won it all. Period. End of discussion. I say it. I said it then. He's the best. He's the champ. I say now, little man won KOTC. He's the KOTC champ right now. You know, we move on to Harrisburg. We're going to get a Harrisburg champion. You know, we move on to Big City, get a Big City champion. You know, I mean, we're going to get champions, and this community, in my opinion, and I'm backing you up here, Rock, you got to recognize who the champions are and stop taking shots. And I don't want to hear anymore, to be good at Madden 09 doesn't mean anything. The game sucks, and why would you brag about being good at this game? I don't want to hear that.
You
know,
you brag about being good at
the same game.
The other guys brag about when they won their game.
You know what? Guys, I'm gonna chime in here on that. And
come on, T-Boy.
I've sat down and I've been messing with the sticks a little bit because I got something coming up from Madden 10. I think that you cats is gonna get into. But I've been sitting down fooling with the game. I might try to pull this off this summer. What I'm thinking about doing before the new game come out on this one. But I've watched a lot of these dudes in these tournaments that I've been running, and their play calling sucks. Plain old sucks. You know what I mean? The play calling just plain old sucks. I mean, I look at them, I'm watching these dudes play, man, and it's like, well, why would you call that at this time of the game? You know? I don't know. I guess it's easy to sit back and watch what they're doing, but I watch a lot of these young bulls just are terrible play callers. Just terrible.
Yeah. Well, because, T-Boy, because they're not, and you know, I'll say this delicately because I run a big league, and some of it applies to some of the guys in my league. It's not always football that's generating their next play. It's Xbox. I don't want to say exploits. That might be a bit strong, but you know, it's video game play calling versus football play calling.
That's what the game is based on, though. They are trying to get that thing so much like real life that if you play call like you would run in a real game, you could imagine, yo, there would be so many hell games. All the time. I mean, everybody would be good if they actually called better plays. Some guys just force it. They think, oh, this is Xbox. And they just want to click on and try and just jump in a pile of three and four cats and try and catch the raw rocket cat. The hell with that? When you had the dude underneath wide open. You know what I mean? Why would you throw it in the pile just because you know how to click on and turn your dude around? The hell with that, man. Play football. It's the same first down if you get it underneath with the dude wide open or if you catch it in traffic.
Yeah.
It's still the same first down. Ain't no style points. Play smart. Call smart plays, guys. Come on.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that. As we see Detroit try to make a fierce comeback here, they're down by 12 now. All right, let me bring in a 404 area code. 404, sorry to keep you waiting. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's going on?
Not much, man. I'm in an online two last stews league, and right now I'm trying to get the final four to a location. I might have a sports bar here in Georgia, you know, to have a final four, you know, bring it offline and you know, let the guys play. But, you know, it looks like the guys, you know, not trying to finish the league out. So I told the commission I was going to try and get some sponsors or some people to help. Right now, in a week's time, I got a donated trophy. Somebody's going to donate a $50 gift card and seats to the front of the front table of an NBA, finals game at one of the sports bars, premier sports bars here in Atlanta. So I was trying to figure out, guys, is there any, way to get, sponsors to help you out to get, for the winner, the runner-up, just so these guys have motivation and incentive to, finish the league, because the online league on EA is pretty bad. You can't, dudes that ain't playing, you can't skip and go on without them, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they should have a percentage. Maybe they should have a percentage. A number of percentage played already, then the other ones could cut off and you move on, you know?
Yeah, the online league, EA online leagues are terrible, terrible.
Right.
Go to league, use League Daddy. Shout out to Glenn at League Daddy, but usually, you know, we'll see if Madden 10 is better. They've been promised a better feature for Madden 10, but the 09 is just terrible, terrible.
Yes. But what about
the only advice that I can give you as a fellow league person would be, lately we've seen a lot of the gaming sites, the betting gaming sites have been stepping up and trying to partner with any and everybody to boost up their membership. And so sites like Gamer Saloon, Bring It, Game Easy, those type of sites right now have been partnering and are interested in partnering. Not going to just partner with just anybody, but that's been what I've seen for the tournament community and for some of the better run leagues. So, you know, if you go to the websites and check out some of the people over there, you might be able to get, you know, get a nibble.
Oh, okay. Bring It and
Bring
so
It.
World.
Gamer Saloon, Game Easy, and that's Game Easy with a Z, E-Z-Y. Those would be the top three that come to my mind.
Actually, on Harris. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and the reason I say those three is because I know those three have partnered in the past. There's other sites, but I'm not sure how many of those have partnered. Those three have partnered.
Actually, and then I saw Harrisburg at the bottom, they had Rimco and Aaron's. So I'm wondering, you know, we got that here in Georgia. So I was wondering if I go to them and say, hey, you know, help us sponsor this, you know, Two Live Stews Final Four, you know, for the winner and the runner-up or something like that. I was wondering, you know, stores around here maybe can do something too.
Well,
that's for T-Boy right there.
what kind of kickback can you promise for your sponsors? I mean, the sponsors, like, I mean, when you go and see, those are, it says Aaron's and Remco, but they're different franchises that own those companies, you know? And those, you know, so, like, when you go in, you have to go and see who the owner is of that certain Aaron's and deal with them directly. And they have a little thing where they have a little leeway, maybe. But, they look more for you to do more live events with photos and signs and a lot of signage and stuff like that. And I mean, they're not really big on the sports bar.
Okay. All right.
But, you know, that's a corporate type thing there. So you got to really be able to offer them a lot of signage and a lot of different people. You know, you need like 100 people, not 4 dudes. You know,
okay.
I don't know how much they would want to get into that, but if you get into like larger crowds, that's when more sponsorship wants to get involved like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think T-Boy makes a good point. When you're gonna, if you're gonna approach anybody, you know, it's kind of just think of it as a business. You know, what's in it for them? And if you can't make it attractive to them, and if you're talking about Final Four from a league and come sponsor it, you know. I'm not sure how many people would bite off of that. But like T-Boy said, you know, if you had a big event and there was something that they would be interested in and they could see a benefit, then sure. So I think your idea is admirable, but you have to figure out why, what's in it for your sponsor.
I was just trying to crawl before I walk, that's all, you know, with this and then.
Well, but like, just think of it. If this is an online thing you're dealing with, then I would look to more online sponsorship because it would be a faster kickback if you had Bring It, say, give them $100 or $200 and Bring It dollars to play on the website. You know, that's something they get immediate kickback from that. So I would go to one of them, being that it's an online thing that you're doing, but even though you're doing it inside a sports bar or whatever, you know, but, you know, you can go to them and say that, you know, these guys play online. This is for an online league. And would you be interested in sponsoring our Final Four for our online league? And we're holding it at a live event. And it's like, okay, so they'll probably come out and hang up a sign or blow up some balloons. And, you know, and say give away $100 or $200 for the prize or runner-ups or something, because those guys are going right back home and go right online and put that money right back on Bring It. And they're going to stay on Bring It, and Bring It's going to chip away at it. You know what I mean? So that's called immediate kickback and sponsorship. You know, so that's what any of your sponsors are going to want to look for. Anytime you go to a sponsor, what can you offer them?
Okay, I'll look into it tonight, guys, and tomorrow. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling into the Madden Voice. All right.
Yeah.
Now see, Commish T even helping out another league, man. See, now you guys get off me. Get off me out there, guys.
That's that T-Boy rubbing off on you, man. That's what that is. T-Boy's rubbing off on you, man.
It is, man. I'm sitting there helping another league out, man. My guys are going to kill me. And by the way, did y'all hear that I don't like Tupac?
Morning, mind full of demons, I don't wanna hear them anymore. Got me heartbroken, fine. So many babies screaming, cause they singing destruction before they see a human being. So they start smoking weed, we'll never get out there until we learn to break. Keep our families in shape, cause they all broken. Why?
Yeah, I gotta stop because, you know, I can hear T-Boy got him started dancing on that one. I know he did, man. T-Boy's sitting over there in Harrisburg, and he got up, and he started moving to that one. I know you did, T-Boy.
Yeah, I remember. See, I played all those. See, I mixed all those songs when I was DJing in the clubs all the time.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I have a cousin, man. Guy's the biggest DJ down in the Orlando area. House music, Quest One, Soul Elevation Music. Y'all want to check him out, man? He's the biggest house DJ down in the greater Orlando area. And the guy's off the chain, just coming back from the Winter Music Festival. And you can catch him on Facebook. The guy's serious. That's my cousin. Yeah, that's my cousin.
You know we got a rapping commissioner.
Yeah?
Yeah, we got a commissioner that can flow. Don't we, Rod?
Yeah. Old school. Specializing
old school hip hop, old school rapper. I got a video clip of it. I'm gonna have to release that in my player spotlight coming up real soon.
Wow.
There's a video of Rod at the Best of the Business Bowl breaking it down to the beat. Funkified, and he was rapping.
Yeah, old school.
You know, Rod, you and I may have to, you know, get on the mic, you and I, and go like we used to do back in the day, man, and have a little old school battle, you know.
Oh yeah, do that. I do dozens. I do all that stuff, man.
We might have to do that, man. I can hear you.
I'm 15.
Okay.
19.
Who's 19 and who's 15?
Joke's 15 and little man's 19.
All right, 15 and 19. Now, if you guys have it your way, when you're 35, 40. 45 years old. If you have it your way, will you still be playing Madden?
No.
No?
No. What will you be, not what, really looking forward to that.
What will you be doing?
Probably have a job. Not really playing Madden.
No, I don't mean playing Madden for a living. I don't mean playing Madden, you know, I don't mean going on TV and going. I mean, will video games still be a part of your life? Or do you feel like when you get to be in your 20s or something, then that's it, you're going to give up video games?
Oh, no, I'll still be playing.
Yeah, oh, you'll still play Madden?
Yeah, I'll be still playing Madden just for fun, you know,
Do you think it's a good thing to be able to get into your late 30s and even your 40s and have the choice to be able to sit down and play Madden?
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. The reason I put that out there to my young brothers is because the other thing, one thing I want to pop off a little bit is comments I read on the boards about old guys playing Madden. I've seen it directed at me. I've seen it directed at Rod. I haven't seen it directed at T-Boy. I don't know, man. T-Boy, you must be giving these guys a special kind of Kool-Aid, man, because they don't mess with you, T-Boy. They did, you know.
I don't mess with nobody. I love this whole damn world. I love
who do I mess with? I don't mess with nobody either.
I don't got no beef with nobody. I love everybody. I love everybody, man.
T-Boy,
I mean,
love you too, man.
Look, if people aren't talking about you, you're not doing anything good. That's just how it works. If you're not worth a damn, you know, it'll be quiet. Like, for some reason, I'm on that. My name is mentioned from dudes across the country, hillbillies, this, that, you know what I'm saying? All over the place, worrying about what I'm doing. So you know what? I know I'm doing something right. A lot of times, I take advantage of that, and I just use it as a hype machine. I got guys that don't know me, has never seen me, knows nothing about me, but all they do, they're, when they're in their house, when they're in their garage, or whatever they are, trailers, whatever they're doing, Rod this, Rod that, he's doing this, he's doing that, he's going there, he wore this. Did you see his sneakers? He had this. You know what I'm saying? So if I got that type of power over individuals, shame on them. Shame on them. You know what I'm saying? Shame on them if I got that kind of control over them. Because you know what?
Can you dig it?
Because you know what? You know what? I'm not worried about anybody on a farm in Kansas. I'm not worried about anybody in Oklahoma. And I don't worry about anybody but what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here in New Jersey on a whole different side. You know what I'm saying? And the biggest talk about me are from guys that have nothing to do with me, nowhere around me, et cetera, et cetera. But you know what? That just shows that there's an effect there, that part of their brain is being occupied. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, sometimes I play on that. Sometimes I play on that because you know what? Sometimes it's amusing. You know what I'm saying? But you'll never catch me. You'll never catch me worrying about a boy up in Kentucky somewhere. You know what I'm saying? You'll never catch me on the boards talking about that. You know why? Because it's insignificant. It's not important. Not worth it. So when they're talking about you, you're doing something right. Otherwise, they wouldn't give a damn.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Let me bring in this next caller. Woo! Oh, man, we are hot on the Madden Voice tonight. 484 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
I guess I miss all the topics. I'm late again today. Sorry about that, fellas.
We have the GTP commissioner himself, Bobby Storm. Welcome to the show, my brother.
I'm hearing all the legends talking. I missed all the legend talk.
Yeah, man. We had Shopmaster on earlier, and of course we have Rod on and T-Boy on now, and we have the KOTC champion, Little Man, and the runner-up. Joke on the line now, and now, of course, the GTP commission himself, Mr. Storm, man, welcome to this. Let me give you a little applause, man, you know. You're a celebrity now, man. I mean, I'm just trying to maintain,
keep up with these young boys, man, try to make these guys happy and get what they want.
Bobby's a celebrity now. I used to call Bobby to get him on the show, and Bobby like, yeah, Commission, I'll be on the show. Now I call, I get a secretary, and I say, yeah, I'm just trying to schedule Bobby Storm to come on the show. Excuse me, you are? My name is Commissioner T. I'm sorry, is this Black? No, this isn't that guy. Commissioner T. I'm sorry. I don't think he knows.
Funny,
please.
Funny, please. It's good. I want to congratulate on Rod on definitely another successful tournament, and I know T-Boy got one coming up. I missed that one last week, Rod, but I heard Little Man made like 5 comebacks.
Little Man represented well, man. Did a great job.
He represented well. I mean, I heard he put his thing down. Definitely. And congratulations to Joke, because Joke is really making a lot of noise. Congratulations to Joke, too, because I've been hearing this guy's name. Ever getting this guy's name a lot in the last couple of months, so we're gonna keep an eye on you, Joke.
He's up and coming. Up and coming, definitely. Definitely gonna be somebody to recognize.
Juggernaut called those brackets. You know, I swear to goodness. Big up to my boy Juggernaut.
Big up to Juggernaut. Big up
to them. That's my man. Juggernaut is the bomb. He don't whatever he do. He ain't. That is my dude, man. I'm gonna tell you, Juggernaut is the bomb. But
Good season.
I let him, because we was doing the brackets, and he saw the playoff brackets, and he called right. every game. I couldn't believe how he did it. I wish I asked him what was the lottery number. He called every game, every bracket, and said little man was going to take it. After the tournament was over, I was like, yo, man, where can we get the lottos for next Wednesday?
Well, you know what? It's funny because, like, at the Players Bowl was over, there's still a lot of – I was telling the guys, so you still got a little lot of Madden left. So you got KLPC coming up, you got Harrisburg, and you got Ohio. So I said, you know, even if you didn't win Players Bowl, you still got the tournament to represent. And I told him –
A lot of money.
Yeah, there's a lot of money out there to still be made. And I told him, and I told a couple of guys in my crew, as well as others, I said, you got a lot of Madden left. And I said, you know, about fact, true legends, I know Rod attempted this. We've been around for a while. But to really measure a real legend or up-and-coming legend is guys that bounce back from adversity, guys that take a loss or don't win a tournament and come back and show you that they still got skills like that. And so I told Little Matthew One, I said, you really he demonstrated maturity, you know, from far as what he came from last year and where he is now. And
well, absolutely, yep.
Absolutely, yeah. That's a champion right there. And you know, he got all the tools to really take this thing to a real higher level next year. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I agree. I've seen Little Man, you know, a lot this year, man. He's been pretty much all my events, and he's always at least in the top four every time. The kid is good, man. The kid is good. I love his attitude.
One of the things I just wanted to point out is he don't quit. And like I said, we went to Ohio, he lost, and he didn't cry about it or whatever happened with the power. He said, I'll be back. You know what I'm saying? He went to Players Bowl. He actually did pretty good in Players Bowl. He didn't win, but then he's like, you know what? I'm gonna be back. I'll make up for that. And then he come back and win, you know, with the winner from Players Bowl. You know, Evil Ken. Yeah. I heard, yeah, Boy Blue was there, and.
Talk quality, all the top,
most of SNS heavy hitters was there, and he still won. So I mean, that demonstrates a legend in progress right there. So I'm big shout out to Little Man, did your thing, and hopefully, you know, other guys out there playing the game will learn from that. Just because you lose don't mean you quit. Don't cry about the game. You know what I'm saying? Get out there and win again. That's a true champion right there.
Yes.
True champion, definitely.
And I thank you for that, Bob.
No problem,
man.
Let me
give Little Man a little something here. Hold on, I'm gonna get something good for Little Man. This for Little Man.
Holy cow!
You won't get that on no other show. You only get that on the Madden voice. That's it. You only get that one on the Madden voice. Hey, we got a 317 caller waiting to come on the show. 317, welcome to the Madden voice.
Yo, what's good?
What's happening?
This is the one and only K-Star. I'm just calling in.
Hey, K-Star, glad you made it, brother.
My tournament directors are right here.
We got everybody, man. We got almost everybody who is somebody on the tournament director level. Missing a couple of guys, and we got Bobby Storm, of course. We've got NJ Rod. We've got T Boy. We also have Little Man Joke, and of course, the one and only Commissioner T.
And real quick, Commissioner T, let me ask you this. You got me, Bobby. You got T Boy on here. Let me ask you this. And we're missing Big City, but let me ask you this: who else in this country is serious about tournaments that you can even name as far as tournament directors outside of us? You can throw A1 in there. We could throw him in there. But who
we could probably throw A1 in there. We could probably throw LAB, still kind of new, but he's done a couple. So we can throw him in there.
Okay.
And really, after that, you know, Big City's got their Arizona thing going on a little bit.
City, yep.
So that's part of the same crew.
But that's really it. But to get to my point, man, we have 50 states, 300 million people, 5 million people that play this game, and you're talking about 6 or 7 guys that are up here. You know what I'm saying? That is something that the numbers, the statistics say that if there's only 6 out of all these people, out of all these states, out of all these cities in this country, that these guys are special and they're bringing something to the table that not everybody can do. You know what I'm saying? And it just shows, like, I hate to pat myself or anybody else on the back, but I'm gonna be real. The guys that are doing this stuff deserve the utmost respect, man, because if it was that easy, we're talking about 50 states. Think of the massive, how big this country is and how big Madden is. And we can name 5 or 6 guys that can put on more than 2 to 3 tournaments a year. That says something. That says either people aren't doing it or people can't do it. I go with the latter. I say that people can't do it. It's a difficult thing. So therefore, when you got these guys out here, like, there's got to be a level of simple disrespect for the fact that these guys could even do this. A guy like T-Boy, a guy like Bobby, what they're doing, you know what I'm saying? Like, Bobby puts on one event that is, like, massive. You know what I'm saying? T-Boy and I, we do monthly events. We do different things, but they're both very commendable. Big city. You know what I'm saying? The guys from LAB. But, you know, you got this, you got that, you got people. I'm saying that there's got to be more love overall for the stuff that we're doing. You know what I'm saying? And I know there is sort of, but sometimes it's almost a thankless job sometimes. Sometimes
you
just know that.
I'm gonna comment. Okay, I'm gonna comment because I can. What I'd like to see, and I guess if I was asking anyone to respond first, it would be Bobby, but anyone can respond. I think that what we need to see is a united front. People don't know, for instance, in the EAFL, I oversee it. Coach K is a very significant member of the EAFL, and people don't see the conversations Coach K and I have offline, but we have some doozies because we don't always agree. But then when we go and present to the league, we're on the same page, Coach K and I, or if it's Wingman in my league, or if it's Nelly Nell, or any of the guys that are in a leadership position, when we have our beef, we have our beef, then we come to terms, then when we present what we present, we're on the same page. I think what this community needs is for guys like Bobby and Rod and T-Boy and A1 and anyone who is perceived as a leader in this community, we need everybody to be together and on the same page. And they can't, because what people will try to do is divide and conquer. You know, they're going to pick what they consider to be the weak link, and they're going to go at that weak link and try to separate it from the rest of the pack. But if the crew is tight, you know, GTP as a crew is tight. You can't mess with GTP. They're tight. You know, the EAFL is tight. But as a Madden community, the leadership isn't where it needs to be yet. It's not bad. And I don't want anybody to say I'm taking shots because I'm not. But it should be where if they make a if they come at Rod, they come at everybody. If they came at Bobby, they come at everybody. If they come at T-Boy, they come at everybody. And I think that's the next step as we go into Madden 10 and try to take this thing to another level, is just letting these cats know, hey, there's no need to come at anybody on this leadership because we're all on the same page. We're all working together. We're all bonded. We're all working together to bring this to you, the Madden community. So stop hating and just appreciate it. Okay, I'm done. I'm stepping off my soapbox now.
Well, see, as far as, like, my charismas went for some people, like, since I've been in the community since, you know, 07, I've kind of not been to God knows how many tournaments, and I've voiced my opinion on the event, you know, like it or, you know, love it or hate it. And, I mean, I remember, you know, what happened at Mega Bowl in 07. It was a great tournament. However, I felt, you know, it could have been run better because of the countless, you know, buybacks that went on to, like, 4 o'clock in the morning, people still buy back in the Final Four. It's a little bit ridiculous. I mean,
That was terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah, that was.
But the thing with that, and I understand K-Star, I understand that 100%. It isn't that I don't have a problem with the gripes or the concerns, but my problem is when the gripes and concerns are only at certain people, when others or other people were involved in it. You know what I'm saying? What happened was with that buyback thing, A1 took 100% of the blame. 100%. Whereas he wasn't the only one there. And just as a man, like, whether I'm not about whether I like a person or I hate a person, whatever, but I call it like it is. I'm like, if there's 5 guys running it, whatever, but when 100% of the blame is put on one guy, that's bias. And it's just and it's not right, and it's not good. It's unnatural. If you're gonna call, if it's got to be called out, we gotta call it out. If we're gonna if this rule is wrong, it's wrong, no matter who does it. That's the problem that I have. I don't have the problems with calling things out because, you know what, the community, we have to listen to certain things. Guys in Jersey said, yo, Rod, $50 was too much, so I lowered it to 25. And if you guys go back, Bobby knows, I don't know if he wouldn't, but Bobby knows that $25 tournaments back in the day were single LM. There was no such thing as no, qualifying rounds and stuff like that. If you did a $25 tournament, we did single LM because we said it wasn't worth it. You know what I'm saying, Bobby? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So, you know, we do things and we try to help the community. But like I said, Cornstar, the only thing the issue that I have with is that if it's good for one, it's got to be good for all. And sometimes people tend to target certain people or whatever. I just think that's grossly unfair. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Bobby, you are one of the most politically correct dudes in this community. I've watched you. I watch you because I like to learn from people. And what's your thought on this?
Well, first of all, just to comment on what Rob was saying as far as Mega Bowl, because as you know, I was part of that staff that did Mega Bowl the last 3 years before it ended. And at the time that we did Mega Bowl in the West, we weren't doing buybacks in the East. We were, like, totally against them. So when they did buybacks for Mega Bowl, the format that was done, I was against it. And some of the ballers on the floor could tell you I was not for the buybacks in the Final Four and the Final Eight even was done. But, again, when you're running an event with three or four guys, you know, the majority rules. So, you know, it was a controversy as far as that was concerned anyway. So, I mean, I've always been that's the reason when we came back here, T-Boy would tell you, we were working on the format before we got to that. That's why we said then, no buybacks in the playoff round. That's just, it shouldn't even be like that. If there's going to be any buybacks, it'd be in the qualifying round. That's how all that came to play. And that's like, it's no knock on A1 or what he's doing out there because he runs great tournaments out there. It's just that we really don't believe in buybacks past the qualifying round. And from that point on, buybacks are not permitted in the playoff round. Now, as far as addressing the community and coming together, for about 4 or 5 years, you know, the community was really under one umbrella. It was put in that direction as far as the MWS with Swami and everything. But we all had our own entity as far as we had Game Time, we had KLTC, and we had Ballers Club. But, you know, different guys have different ideas. And when different guys with different ideas come together, they have to find a way to get on the same page, but they all keep their identity. And I think that was a big thing with Mario and Rod and myself. We all had our own ideas. And it's not that we didn't like the way the other one was doing it, but you got to respect the way the man does things. And if it works for him, it might not work for me. And so that's the thing where we all kind of become full force where we are today. And if you talk to T-Boy, he'll tell you that's the reason why T-Boy and I created the Madden Federation last year. The Madden Federation is not telling people what to do. All it's basically is a governing body that sanctions tournaments across the country. Because what happens, we talk to EA, all they do is categorize us as underground tournaments. That's it. Like we some backyard, you know, backyard on fire drill or something. So I said, I'm serious, like underground tournament. Like what's that? So being as though I was a community EA community leader, and Game Time was recognized, I asked them to recognize the Madden Federation, and they did. And they asked me, well, what is the Madden Federation going to be? I said, basically it's going to be overseeing. It's going to be a title for all of us to kind of come together or under. Not so much to tell another one what to do, but just kind of say we're all on the same page, we're all governed by the same rules, and we're all pretty much sticking together, like Rod said, as far as decisions. And we're getting to that. You know, Rod and I and T-Boy and A1 talk a lot more than we used to. And then now we got Paul and we got Lab coming on board. And I even talked to Jay Real because New York will be giving some tournaments next year. So it's going in that direction.
Good.
It's definitely going out that direction. It just some things take a little time. Some things take organization, and for us to sit down and get on the same page. But it's on its way there. It's on its way because there's so many things need to be addressed. You know, I mean, the crew stuff need to be addressed. These guys hopping around from crew to crew, and I can't put no contract on guys, but it's going to be governed some kind of way. Because it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous what's going on there. It really is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, Bobby, really, another thing was that, like, you know, I was telling Rod, whenever, like, I go to a tournament, I give, you know, my input. And as far as Mega Bowl went, I pretty much, the reason why I never kind of say anything about you was because actually I knew, you know, how you felt about it since it actually happened. But as far as the crew thing, I want to touch on that real quick. To me, I thought, I mean, you know what happened with the whole Final Four thing at Players Bowl? I gave you my opinion right then and there, like, you know, what I thought about it. You know,
yeah.
and that's fine. But as far as the finals go, I don't think there should be any kind of split in the finals. Like, money, that's different. But, like, as far as the game goes, like, that has to be, you know, that I think that should always, like, be mandatory to be played, you know. Doesn't matter if you're playing your boy or, you know, whomever. If you want to fix the game, that's fine. But, you know, play the game. Like, money is one thing to split, but I don't think, like, championships or tournament wins or anything that should ever be split under any circumstance. So, well, for Matt and Tan, I guess that kind of gets cleared up.
I agree. I definitely agree.
Yeah,
I gotta agree with that too. I mean, we spent 18 hours in that room. What's another 45 minutes? You know,
exactly.
And to spend all that time and to not have the championship game was a little anticlimactic. So, I gotta agree with Cornstar on that one.
Yeah.
I got a question for Cornstar. All
right.
My man, what's up, T Boy? Well, how you feeling, my man? You all right?
Yeah, bro, I'm good. How about you?
All right. Drag sent me a message and told me that you was 100% May 2nd.
Yeah, I'm going. I told you before, it's going to cross one of your events.
So the rumors is true that you was coming to crash that SNS party. Cause you heard? Did you hear that we had a cake for SNS and to win the tournament? Did you hear that?
No, I didn't, but I couldn't let that go down regardless, you know?
I had a cake. Well, you got a cake for us?
SNS got a cake because they swept one of the biggest events in the nation in the Matic community.
I thought it was because they won KLTC or Harrisburg.
They never won Harrisburg or KLTC.
I just needed to hear that from you.
they're getting a little too regulars now. Nah, I mean, T-Boy, I want to be there, and I guarantee no one from SNS will win. I mean, this is really my first stop to the East Coast, including Players Bowl. And, you know,
wow.
I told you at Players Bowl, you know, how I felt about tournaments, you know, what takes other guys to in other regions. And what's that?
I said you're going to like this tournament.
Yeah, I haven't been out to one of your tournaments. I heard great things about the food and the event and how it's running and everything. I've seen videos. It looks really nice. And, I mean, it's about 7 hours away, which is
– it's right at outside, though.
Huh?
I think Bobby's talking
about outside.
Anyway,
let me just bring in this call. 440, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, what's up? It's Bobby Digital. What's going on, guys?
What's happening? I kind of thought it was you. Wasn't sure, though. Oh, it was either you or Paul.
No, Paul, I think, is like 517 down in Columbus or something like that.
Oh, okay. All right.
I just heard everyone in here. You guys said something about Big City wasn't in here, so I figured I'd come in and say what's good.
Big City, welcome to the show. Hey, and to anyone listening to the show, we may run a little long, but that's okay because a lot of energy going on, so... either catch us on the archive or call in at 347-838-9525, and you can catch the show as we will almost certainly go past 11 o'clock. 502 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hello?
Yes, sir. 502?
Oh, yeah. What's up? This is Kamesh.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm chilling. Just listening to the show.
All right. It's always... So, hey, I heard there is no more C2C. Is that a true statement?
What? Yeah, that's true.
Okay, all right.
That's
so
true.
No more C2C, no more corporation. I mean, God.
Man, I really heard
I still don't know exactly what happened to the corporation. This kind of...
I'm still trying to figure that out.
That kind of just kind of imploded.
That figure start calling that like the crew breaker-upper, man. Like
I don't know what happened. Like, I haven't talked to Truth, and he's my boy or whatever. I'm not sure what the hell happened. Like, I don't know if Players Bowl just kind of
I don't know what happened. I really can't comment. I just kind of imploded.
They got salty real quick.
I don't know what happened.
Quick. Like I talked to Dan about being in the Crewy Crew in Ohio, and he was like, man, there's just no corporation. I'm like, what? Because I didn't know anything about it or anything, and he wouldn't give me any information about it at all. I'm, like, trying to figure it out. And then Gare said something about it in that new song or whatever.
Right, that's where I heard it, too, in his I Hate Madden song. So that's why I was like, whoa.
I'm hoping for, like, an official, like, state of emergency from the corporation. I want to hear what happened, you know. I just want to hear some kind of official comment about it.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that, too. I kind of like what happened. But if that happens, that means Truce a free agent for all the crews. I mean, you know, that'd be a pretty good pickup for a crew. You know what I mean?
347-838-9525. 347-838-9525. As we go over 11 o'clock, catch us. All right, sorry about that, guys, as we just went off live stream and now are archiving. Truth would be a free agent. That'd be a good pickup for anybody.
B-Boy.
Yo.
Is it raining over there in Harrisburg?
Nah, it ain't raining. It was.
Somebody said lightning on strike twice. That's why I was wondering why you had a cake out and everything. It rained last week in Jersey, and I didn't see no lightning while I was going out in Jersey when Little Man was there.
Right, right. Wow. It's some killers definitely planning on making it through to this event right here, which is good. But SNS still, you know, I feel like, you know, SNS won the big one, you know how I do. And whoever wins the big, we treat, you know how we did Dynasty, you know how we did Nephew, you know what I mean? It's just that old T-boy hospitality thing. You know what
I'm saying? That's terrible. What was my birthday cake? I won 3 tournaments this year. I didn't get one birthday cake, not even a birthday wish, probably. What the hell? let me get my own candle or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I got something to say about that. I guarantee SNS won't win the last two tournaments. I guarantee that.
You know, but, I feel you, little man, because you know we love you here at Harrisburg. We got a special little thing to tie your meatballs, put through the side for you, you know what I mean, so that you can enjoy yourself, you know, because we're going to show you that love. You came through. You need to be recognized for your 5 comebacks, though, man, for real. Because your play calling was phenomenal. Even though I knew every play you was going to call, and you did it, but it was hot. You know what I mean? But I was in the background, and nobody could see it coming, but I knew what you was going to do, and you was executing. And you was
little man. I'm not saying that I'm happy. I'm happy for Little Man. He's my guy. But I got a question. Why were you down in 5 straight games? What happened? Because that usually doesn't even happen to you. I'm not trying to be critical. I'm just curious, like, what happened? Like, that's not even usually on top of someone.
I mean, the first half, everybody kept locking me up. And then second half, I just came out, just trying to come back. I got my 2-point, you know, I got every 2-point conversion. So that helped me stay in the game, and I just came out on top.
Yeah.
You executed, man. I watched the game. It was beautiful play calling. Just bottom line, beautiful play calling. And because I watched all the games that day, and there was so much poor play calling going on. It's terrible, you know. And guys, you know, Rod said dudes is blaming it on the game. Y'all need to really cut that out. If you call excellent dots and stop trying to click on to every damn thing and call a dot. And dots get you in the end zone. Am I right or wrong, though, little man? Do dots get you down the field?
I mean, when I see a guy open, if I don't need to rock it, then I'll just throw it right to him. I don't need
it. Right. It don't need to. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
It's called the K-Star complex. People are trying to get too ollie quick for their own good sometimes.
Yeah. That's real rap, though. I was watching it. But I'm going to see what happens in this next joint coming up, because you know I'm the referee. I've been refereeing KOTC, and I haven't been refereeing my own, so I'm going to referee my own event this time and watch how this thing go down. It's, you know what I mean, it's going to be real nice, y'all. You're going to have some fun, Bobby.
I want to see somebody, because what I'm seeing is these guys running their mouths I won't mention them by name, but they've been mentioned on the show already. But then when they don't do well, I don't see them. They're not. There's no post. There's no nothing. So I mean, come on. If you win and you're running your mouth when you don't do so well, you need to come and be a man and just say, hey, you know what? You know, it didn't happen for us. I give Bobby a lot of credit because, you know, GTP didn't win, Crew versus Crew didn't win, Players Bowl, and Bobby still went around and repped his crew and, you know, did the right thing. And I give him a lot of credit for that. He could have just folded up tent and just said, okay, I'm tired. I just ran this big tournament. But, no, he came on the boards. He went on the shows. He did the things he needed to do. And he put his foot in his crew's ass and said, okay, we need to come back. You know.
Little man represented, right?
Yeah, he did.
And little man represented, absolutely.
I got a question for Bobby.
I'm not,
is Diane
done with the rest of them. Go ahead and say it. I'm not done with the rest of them. My foot is up the rest of the ass.
Bobby, I was about to ask if Diane is actually going to show up. To Harrisburg.
Go ahead. Let it out, K-Star. Let it all out. Because I want them all right.
All right. First of all, I got to make a few comments, and I like Dynasty, but playing with the shades on a player's hole is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
I don't know what the hell is going on with that. When I saw that, I said, this is terrible. What the hell is going on?
Wow.
I don't care if you won 100 mil. There's no way to be playing Madden with shades on.
Thank you.
Wow.
I mean, come on with the dumb shit. Your boy star studded. He's a good guy. I like Dynasty. He's a great dude. I don't know what happened though after he won. Yeah, I don't know. But
well, you know what? You know what? You can sum that up. You ever see Rocky 3 when he fought Mr. T?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like in the beginning when Rocky went to Hollywood for a minute.
Yep.
Remember when
yep.
he was training with all the girls, taking pictures,
yep.
this and that.
And Mickey was going crazy, just like Bobby Storm.
Then you know what he did? He had to go back and get the eye of the tiger. He had to go to the hood.
I'm just hoping Bobby, you taught the dynasty, and I won't ever see shades again in my life while he's playing Madden.
He'll get the eye of the tiger back. He's a warrior. He'll get it back.
It's real. I gave him that same speech afterwards and beforehand. I told him that. I said, just like you got all this, like Rocky was fighting in the ring with all the colors and everything.
Exactly.
And
girls and stuff.
And the girls and all that. I said, you do that after you win.
Tell him, Bobby, what he looked like. Tell him what he looked like after he lost the captain. Tell him what he looked like.
He looked like when Mr. T busted Rocky's ass. That's what he looked like.
It was worse than that. It was like Tyson picking up his mouthpiece.
Wow.
He need to come back out there and put his thing down. And I'm his commission. I told him that.
Is he going to Harrisburg?
You going to see him again. Trust
yeah,
me.
He'll be in Ohio. And so, seeing Dynasty in a dress shirt and sunglasses without a jersey on and a back cap, it was just, it wasn't the same. You know?
Nah, I remember I was like, Dynasty. I'm like, are you in Dynasty? What the hell happened to Lynn? I said that to him. I'm like, what the hell happened to you?
I always do my Elmo shirt.
We didn't see. I couldn't believe that you could. You know what, little man, you might have to leave that Elmo shirt at home, man, because you never did like you did this. That was historical, man, to come back from 5 games to win the whole thing, and you didn't even have Elmo on, dog.
I mean, I didn't have Elmo on because I couldn't find the shirt, and it was wet. It was in the washer, but I didn't get it.
Yo, the bad guys was with you, man. They said, look, we're going to lose the Elmo on purpose. That all happened for a reason, man.
We got his swag back, man.
You might have his swag back. You know what? And he came in, he had on a real nice, you know, shirt and everything and the jacket and all, and he had two diamonds in his ears. He had two nuggets. Came in the joint with two nuggets and a pocket full of money. Said, I'm coming to get this shit, D-Boy. I'm coming. He said, I'm coming to get this, man. Ain't nobody beating me today, dog. I don't know what happened to my crew. You know what I'm saying? They left me. Fuck it. I'm coming to do it. You know what I mean? I said, go ahead, little man. You go, dog. You go.
I told everyone I was going to represent, and I told him I was going to take it down.
Yeah, and he did. He came in the car, and those two big diamonds. He had the two big diamonds. Not that he was diamond studded and on the sticks.
Okay, let me get this caller in that's been trying to get in. 201-259. 201-259, you've been trying to get on. You are now on the Madden Voices. We are now in the overtime. Welcome to the show. Hello, 201-259, are you there? Last opportunity.
Yeah.
201?
Yeah.
Are you there or not?
Yeah.
Gotta say something more than yo, brother.
Hey, what up, man? It's Evil Ken.
Evil Ken. Yeah, yeah. All right. Welcome to the show.
Ooh, this is going to be nice.
I guess you've been hearing all the talk about your crew tonight and decided to call in and join us.
Exactly.
All right. Wait, man. You know what? We will give you the floor, man. What's going on with SNS?
Yeah, Bobby. What up, Bobby?
What's up, Cam? What's going on?
Yeah, we had a lightning don't strike twice. Like we said, he came, he did his thing or whatever. Problem, but like I said, we don't hear the lightning strike. First of all, he said, I have to play his role. You know, so we have no excuses for anything, but like I said, I haven't even touched the game since then. But best believe, these upcoming weeks, I'm going to be on the game. I'm going to get where I'm having. We're going to be at H-Berg celebrating. I will sweep a players bowl, and anyone can come at us then, too. Also, little man, you can come at us, too, if you want.
I'll be there, too.
We're going to be there celebrating, eating our cake at the same time. Whoever.
Can I have some cake
with us? Want to come up and join us and eat some cake with us, they're welcome.
I want some cake, too.
At the same time, we won't Harrisburg, I guarantee that.
What happened?
I guarantee you won't win Harrisburg, because I'll be damned if I let you guys win another one.
Who is this?
Tell little man.
Yeah.
I'll be damned, too.
Little man?
I'll be damned, too. Little man ain't even affiliated like that.
That was Little Man?
Yeah, that was
Little
Man.
That was Little Man? Little Man, you know you could get either one of us. First of all, let's be clear about something, which is not get out. After Harrisburg tournament, I believe in the prelims, Little Man, you came to the tournament with no money to buy back in. You were set up in Blake Blue's bracket, and you asked him on the side, could you switch brackets?
What? I didn't ask
him. You asked him, could you get out of his preliminary because you had no money to buy back in the tournament. You asked to get taken out of his bracket.
That's fine.
You came up
and said he switched the brackets.
You asked to be taken out of the bracket.
Some of y'all got to put some money in that.
Excuse though, poor people didn't even make playoffs, and you got blown down. Well, listen, you got blown down by Brush by 17 points. There's no excuse.
Hey,
I don't think Brush will lose by 17. I'm telling you that. I had a better game in a week. My game broke, and I still won.
I can't even hear you.
What?
I can't hear you, kid.
Hello, man.
No.
And real quick about the game that against Danny, 17-0, I come back and win. And you guys yapping in my ears. And at the end of the game, when I won 26-23, you guys just went away like a ghost.
You want
a cat?
You hear Blue for 1,500. Commissioner, before we can fuck this up.
What'd y'all say?
What do you say? They
want to for 1,500. Either.
Huh?
The last time y'all was in Harrisburg, how come when we asked y'all said nothing?
You say what?
Last time he's in Harrisburg, y'all didn't want to do nothing.
What are you talking about last time he was in Harrisburg?
Last time he's in Harrisburg.
We talk about Harrisburg.
As long as y'all get there, we be there. We talk about it then.
You know we're gonna be there for our celebration party.
Hey, Ken, please let me get in the sweet money.
Listen. Before the Cougars crew, like in the finals, you guys, Big James asked. I mean, you guys came up to James and said, "Can we split?" You guys didn't have confidence enough to beat us. Now you guys are all because you beat us.
What? Sorry, dude. This was already discussed on the phone before. Replay came up. He was talking to James about a mutual thing. Replay came back to us. We said, hell no. We went out there and did what we did. Took all of it. Point blank, period. We didn't want to split.
I mean, it's only one bad weekend. I guarantee you guys won't do it again.
Hold on.
Now
that's too much
for me. Can I make this offer? This is our tournament. Me and you both have free entry or whatever, right? T-Boy, let's put this on. Me and Little Man in the brackets, first round at Harrisburg, where loser cannot buy back in. They cannot. They're done. One and done. It would be like the playoff round. Me and Little Man, first round of the brackets, loser cannot buy back in.
Wow.
Put this
up.
Wow. For the tournament. They're doing all right after the
Wow, that was almost like dead. That's just like Rod and
we have all the tournament directors that are going to be at the tournament on the phone now. Me and you, and then we can lock in before any playoff, the first round preliminary bracket of the tournament. The deal is we play our one game or whatever, it doesn't matter. The loser cannot buy back in. You're done for the tournament. Me and you.
Wow, his day is over. He just gets to eat cake. Does he get a piece of cake?
Wow.
For the record,
from an unbiased source, I definitely like Lil Man in that matchup because Ken got snapped by Bruss by 17 with a Hadouken.
You said what?
So I definitely like Lil Man in that matchup because he got smacked by Bruss by 17 with a Hadouken.
It's against the table. You can hop in that bracket too. Whoever doesn't win the bracket, only winner advances. Whoever doesn't make it out the bracket, they can't buy back in. You can get in there too.
All right, I'll play for money. Or I'll take your money.
Wow.
We understand y'all won and everything, but here's the real deal on top of that. Since you won't call it out, how about GTP and SNS lock up in a room for the 3600? Win and take all.
Damn.
How about that?
I'm not a commiss. You a commiss talking to me. I'm talking to one of your players.
Locking in like you
said. I'm not a commiss. I'm not a commiss. I'm talking to your players.
All right,
you got my commiss. You can call them up.
The money, and we get T-Boy to reference. The crew versus crew, y'all best
four
against our best
four
at 36.
That's what people are doing. You can call my commission set that up. I'm talking to you.
Why you
going to
set it up then?
You don't got to talk to me.
No, you said you asked me that you asked me to lock in something on the phone.
You said what?
You said you're
a little man. I'm talking to a little man. Somebody like a player to play. I mean, you ask him like that, you could talk to my commission. No problem.
All right, I'm going to give you a commission call then. T-Boy, we're going to lock that in.
Ooh.
So okay. let me just recap so everybody's on the same page here. On one side of it, we've got Evil Ken threw down the gauntlet and said, put me, Little Man, same bracket, whoever loses can't buy back. Done for the day. So that's Evil Ken
wow.
threw that down. Okay. The response from GTP, Bobby Storm, said, hey, hold on. Bring your whole crew. I bring my crew. You bring the 3600 you won from Players Bowl. T-Boy, lock it in. SNS versus GTP. Throw the 3600 down. Let's see who the better crew is. Ken's response,
wow.
Hey, I'm with it, but you got to talk to Replay. He's a commish. So Bobby's going to
talk to How do you throw out a challenge like that when you know there's only two of us over there? We split out. GTP, like you said, is main stage in Philly. Our crew is not just
not
one place. Our crew is a country. We have people in law.
How many y'all come to Harrisburg?
Only me and you so far, though. I'm not coming to Harrisburg.
No, I'm saying you coming, right?
I'm coming in Blue.
Is Blue coming?
Yeah, Blue coming.
All right, so y'all got F2. So all you need is three to do crew versus crew. Do you have a third one coming?
What do you mean? Do we have a third one coming?
I'm saying we crew versus crew is your top three. So I mean, you got a third guy coming to Harrisburg?
He said top five, but you can talk to my commission about that, man. I'm not in a position to negotiate things.
I understand.
Right there. We can lock this in the crew versus crew first round in Ohio for the cash too.
Yeah, we gonna be there too.
Everyone coming off of
that. I'm be offended that.
Well, we got Bobby Digital on the line, and you know Bobby Digital is the man that is setting up the crew versus crew. So there's a second opportunity.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's opportunities.
Hey Bobby. Bobby Storm. How many TVs did you need for that?
It's only gonna be two crews. If you do the
three? All you need is three?
No, what you doing with the one crew against another crew, or are you doing the eight crew?
No, you said no, I'm talking about the one you locking in
all we need is eight TVs.
Oh, okay. For the one with you and y'all against SNS?
Yeah, all we would need is like eight TVs, not even that.
It sounds like you only need three. You said
that's right. Yeah, three on three.
Okay.
You only need that.
Yeah,
if they got four, we need four. But I mean, either or.
Yeah, three or four, whatever. That's a wrap. It's locked in.
It's locked in. All we got to do is talk the replay.
Yep, we can do part two in Harrisburg, part three in Ohio. We guys can have a best two out of three. It doesn't matter. We can get it everywhere. Crew versus crew everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bobby, speaking of which, Digital, we're just letting you know that E&B is trying to figure out what we're going to do exactly for crew versus crew, but we're trying to see a squeeze number coming out, and chances are he will, but if not, me and Drag are actually talking about, and I'll put this out there, I really don't care, me and Drag were actually talking about joining up with Team Ohio, just being Kings of the Midwest with me, Drag, and Delph, you know, and Dash or whoever. So,
K-Star, call me after the show.
All right, I'll just let you know.
All right, yeah, call me after the show.
K-Star. Right.
Yep.
K-Star, you leaving EMD?
No, not at all. I was simply saying we don't know if we're going to have enough guys, you know, the East Coast EMB guys coming to Ohio.
Well, if y'all can get some, like if y'all did that case start.
What?
No, I'm saying if y'all did that, maybe it's possible that we can get an East, West, South, North, or whatever.
I was thinking that anyway. That'd be cool.
I had that idea, but I want to know how we'd execute that and all that stuff. But by the way, Bobby, just while you're on the phone real quick, about that crew versus crew, since the corporation and C2C has, broken up, because I was talking to C2C about them possibly putting together a crew for Ohio, if we, would we have to have the eight, or would you guys still be down to do it if we had four crews to do it? If we had
to get everybody on the phone.
Right, I'm just asking.
That's not my choice. If you got to get anybody who's down with it locked in, get them all on the phone and they decide.
Actually, hey, Bobby Digital, another thing was that I know Aaron, you know, who was formerly the corporation, was talking about bringing some other people for like a Texas-type crew because he said he wanted to play in it. So make sure you remember that Aaron and a few others of them wanted to get in as well, the Michigan boys that they wanted to get in.
Oh, I talked to a couple dudes from Michigan. And they're locked in, actually. Full Nelson and a couple dudes from Michigan are locked in as a Michigan crew for that. So I've talked to them a couple times, so they're in.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, so if Aaron wants in, I don't have Aaron's number, so he'd have to call me, or I'd have to get Aaron's number. I'm sure I can get that very easily, but I don't. He's not someone I talk to all the time, but a Texas crew would be great.
Yeah, and I was just saying,
get out of here, guys. Hey, Bobby, give me a call. It's Bobby Storm. Catch it with me.
All right,
guys. I'll see y'all later.
All right,
Bobby.
But Bobby, this is all saying that I mean, hopefully, you know, Squeeze and them can come out, and that's, you know, what we're hoping for. I'm just saying, if not, me and Drag still want to participate in the crew thing, and if they can come make it out, we're just saying hopefully we can work something out with Ohio, so we can kind of do like Kings of Midwest type of deal, you know?
All right. Yeah, that would work. You guys can even, we can even call Dan Brown about that or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be nice.
I mean, you know, we could put, I know we could put together, we could put Delph, Drag, you, and Truth, and it'll be Midwest, and that can shut up all the, that can shut up Gares, about the whole Midwest being soft thing.
Yeah.
Throwing it out there. Just throwing it out.
No one, for the record, I don't think anyone can even touch that for us.
Can I ask the Bobby Digital, are you the Midwest? You seem like the orchestrator of a whole lot of stuff. You blueprinting this whole operation. I see you the man behind the scenes. You seem to be the dude behind the dude playing the dude. You know what I mean? So I was wondering, when is the Midwest? You already been to my house. You've been to my lab, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, when are you cats coming to one of these Harrisburg things and show up and leave with the money? I already know K-Star coming, but he's going to be down with EMB when he get here. I know he's got Brust. Squeeze will be there, but Squeeze is just going to be chairing, I guess, like he usually does, and on his laptop real heavy. and then you're going to have Joke, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to go.
Hopefully Joke can go. That'd be awesome if Joke can go.
You're in EMB too now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so that EMP crew sound like that's going to be kind of thick. But the rest of these Midwest guys that you talk about that's we supposed to be so tough that none of y'all won Players Bowl the last time y'all came this way. Are you coming back this way again, or are you just going to stay out there and just beg everybody to come to you?
Well, right now I know that, for example, B-Tep and Dash, two of the main Ohio guys, and Delph, I know Delph went to Players Bowl, and he made the playoff, did pretty good. B-Tep and Dash,
That's my man.
They weren't able to go. They had other commitments, and those were our main guys, so they didn't even make it out to Philly, unfortunately. And I know that, the guys I would bring with me, we are very low on funds right now. And Harrisburg's a five-hour drive. We'd love to make it out and all that stuff. I know your tournament's May 2nd. It's 2 weeks from now, I think.
It's like a week and a half. Well, Bobby, I don't mean to interrupt, but I feel like I need to interject real quick. T-Boy, you know, I told you I was coming out to one of your tournaments. But you got to remember, it's hard. All right, I look at it like this. The Midwest has all the incentive for people from other regions to come out to because Paul is guaranteeing a lot of money, you know, for the pot and the payout. And so that's why I think it's a lot easier for guys to kind of come out, you know, to the Midwest. And that's already happened a few times. Like, we've had a blend of Midwest and East. And each time it's stayed in the Midwest, you know, thus far. And, you know, as far as the East, I mean, I'm just saying the money's right. You'll see those guys out there. But I'm personally going out there, T-Boy, you know, because I told you I'd be out there. I definitely want to go to one of your tournaments. But as far as that goes, I'm just trying to say it's maybe harder to motivate some other guys to get out there just because of, you know, like when we already know we have something in our backyard, it's going to be, you know, really big, I guess, money-wise. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, it's more incentive to just kind of chill out here if there's nothing really going out there. Like,
what I'm trying to say, though, is that You can't say that you the Midwest is the best, but you stay out there. You never come this way to where all the hype and the hoopla is, but you in it electronically on the board talking. But, I mean, you guys, you know, but don't take that five-hour trip to prove yourself. You don't take that five. You worry more about the payout than coming to see the level of competition that's there to prove that you can come 5 hours and knock them in the head, take whatever pot they got, and smile in their face, hold their trophy up, be on their East Coast website, and be like, yeah, what's up? I'm from the Midwest, and I run the East, and I can drive 5 hours, and I can knock all you dudes in the head. But that's not what I get from you. I get from you, oh, it's not enough money. It's not the payout. But don't let it be the payout, K-Star. Let it be that you can...
Hey, I'm coming. I don't know what you're talking to me. I'm coming.
Yeah. Let it be... Now, all I'm saying, baby, is let it be the reason why you come to the East is because you know that you can knock these dudes in the head and make them a believer, my man. That's all I'm saying. I understand that some dudes are like, man, shoot, that's only $500. But, you know... That's good. That's cool. That ain't enough for you to come play for. But I think that in the Madden world, a lot of these dudes play for the competition, the name, the recognition, the interviews, the camera, the you know what I mean, the being on camera and all that. I mean, I know you've been on camera because you did the show and all that stuff. But I'm talking about this real hype, the real deep dark, the Madden community hype, you know, because that television stuff is one thing, but us here, and you know, it's like who's the hottest here for real in these tournaments. Where you, how many times you got to buy back or whatever, don't matter. But who finishes at the end? Who's the last man standing? That's why little man always getting love, because he don't care how much the pot is. Give me that. I'm coming to get that. And everybody's like, oh, little man, little man, little man. But, you know, he don't care. He comes, little man came 5 hours to you. He didn't care how much the pop was. He just wanted to beat the shit out of y'all.
Yeah, I mean, he did it. He did it. And I love little man. I'm not trying to say, I'm just saying, like, it's hard for some people to get out to these things, and I'm doing my part to get out to there, T-Boy. I'm just saying that.
Yeah,
but, I mean, at the same time, these tournaments out here are real hype as well. Paul's last one in Columbus, you know, paid over 1,000. There was guys, all RG flew in. There was all Game Time Philly was there. I mean, there was a number of East guys out. It was a real hype tournament. It was great,
right.
You know. And, I mean, I'm just saying, like, some guys, you know, aren't going out. I'm going out because I told you I'd go to one of your events, and I think, I'm just looking forward to the competition and everything.
Yeah, well, because you know, I'm gonna treat you like the star that you are.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. T-Boy's a good host. I've heard about it, you know, and I don't doubt that, you know. So I mean,
yeah,
I'm gonna go out there and show some love.
I was just trying to find out where the Midwest got so much fire on the boards. How they're, you know, they the best or this or that, but they always say, "Come to my backyard now, tear your ass up," you know. Well. Come to somebody else's backyard and tear their ass up. And then that's how you show them how bad you really are. You see what I'm saying, Bobby?
I know exactly what you're saying. The deal is, you got the East Coast has a tournament, has like 3 tournaments a month. We came out to
yeah.
every we'd be dead. And
I don't mean make all of them, but like, you know, one this month, one another month down the line, you know, skip a month. Because, you know, me and Rod open. We open for business. We're going to keep these hot tournaments running.
There's no way I'm going to one of Rod's tournaments. There's no way to Rod, but I'm not going for like a $300 payout when it's like 12 hours away from me.
I understand that. That's good. But what I'm talking about is just the level of competition and that type of stuff right there. That's all I'm really talking about. You know what I mean?
I know.
Well,
I think the reason why
the Midwest has been so cocky is that it's because the East tournaments, that's all it is. Like, it's just East, it's like one region. And meanwhile, because we have a tournament so rarely in the Midwest, but the thing with ours is it's hype for a reason because the money's there and everyone's coming out. So I think the reason why the Midwest has a swagger this year is because we have been winning these things in our backyard when there's a blend of both regions. And that's why I think that's why, you know, why that's come about. But I agree, you know, a lot more should come out to Harrisburg like I'm going to do, but I'm just saying that's why.
Well, I mean,
Ohio?
You don't think that for a $25 buy-in and you can win up to a stack, that ain't good money?
I'm saying it is. I'm just saying the reason why the Midwest has swagger is because people have been out from the East. A lot of people haven't, none have won. And that's why you kind of got the swagger there.
But you came East one time and you didn't win.
You're right.
But he got beat by someone from Texas.
Yeah, I did. And it was bullshit because I beat him the night before at the Cruiser's Cruise. So me and him are 1-1. I don't like that. We had to play right up
front. When you lost, you didn't even lose to anybody from the East.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I'm on a feed against the East.
I know that I'm just saying how the it's not even so much the payout for me. I love the tournament atmosphere more than anything. When I came to the Philadelphia and Baltimore Madden challenges with Delph and Dash, you showed me some great hospitality, T Boy. You made some great chicken wings. Some great. you had that pop, and I've been wanting to come to one of your events ever since. It just at the wrong time. I haven't gotten a paycheck the past couple weeks. I was gonna attend one of Paul's. Paul had that rock band and Street Fighter tournament. Sunday, and I was going to go down there, help him run that, and I was going to use that to get some money for me, and I had car trouble, and I couldn't make it, so I'm out. So then I had car trouble, and I've been without a paycheck, and even though I won money betting at Players Bowl, but I didn't, like, that. I'm just kind of running low right now. You guys' tournament a week and a half away, I would love to try and make it out, but I actually had to, for one of the first times in my life, I had to bum money off someone, so, shit.
Yo, I want to make it out.
But
Obama's fixing it, y'all. Obama's fixing it.
We got to do our part. As a banker, I can assure you, we got to do our part, though, because he can't do it by himself. So, you know,
right.
we got to do our part. Yeah. But,
Paul raised taxes already. He's just making it off.
People, I feel bad for not being able to make it out to one of your tournaments this year.
I know, man.
I'm serious. No, I really do mean that. You showed us that hospitality. I definitely want to make it out to one. I love tournament atmospheres. You know, that's why I go to tournaments and stuff like that, is the atmosphere to hang out with the guys and stuff like that. But
Hey, Bobby Digital, I have a question for you.
Yeah, shoot.
You know, I noticed as I read all your posts, somebody pointed this out to me, by the way, so then I had to go back and read them all, and I was like, wow, I didn't realize it. How come when you mention the Crew versus Crew and you mention all the crews, you never mention the EAFL?
You guys haven't talked to me, like, personally about, like, coming up with a crew, or I haven't heard anything about it. Like, you guys are saying that you guys are going to get in it because... That's just it. You guys haven't said anything to me about being interested in coming in.
You wouldn't welcome us being a part of it?
I would love you guys to be a part of it. Because
I know you mentioned. I'm sure most of the crews didn't say anything, but you were listing crews. And like I said, somebody else pointed it out to me, and I didn't even notice. And then I went back and read all your posts about Crew versus Crew and all the crews you were wanting to come, and I didn't see EAFL in there one time. And I'm like, wait a minute. You know, we got some killers here, and we got to, you know, I felt kind of left out, you know. I mean, everybody else mentioned us, and I just didn't know if I missed something. So we are welcome to attend.
Oh,
if,
of course. Every crew is welcome to attend.
Okay.
If I don't, like, I obviously know you guys. If I don't know about your crew, you're also welcome to attend. But I know about you guys. I was mentioning the eight, you know, the eight that participated, and then I knew about, you know, these guys from Michigan who contacted me. C2C contacted me, and actually BTEP and Dash came up with the idea of getting an Ohio one together, and they were like, hey, let's try and get two. So that's kind of what was going on with that. So I'm sorry, you know, I didn't mention the EAFL. It was just kind of an overstep. But, yeah, you guys are welcome to come. If you guys got four players that you guys can, you know, put up the 500, you guys are welcome. Anybody is welcome to put up $500 for the Crew versus Crew. Any crew.
Please, that'd be cool.
I turn away nobody.
That's a good thing.
How do you do that? You can't do that. You're a businessman.
Yeah, our money is green just like everybody else's.
Yeah.
So, all right, cool.
And you know what? You know what? I would love the EAFL to participate even more because, quite frankly, there's a lot of hate on you guys.
Yes,
and you know, I'm real good friends with J-Bev, one of the EAFL members.
Yep.
And, you know, I think you guys get some slack that you guys don't deserve. I think you guys are a little bit underrated. You guys don't have the names, but you guys aren't horrible at the game as what some people think you guys are. So I think that would be great. I mean, look what the Brotherhood did in Philly.
Everyone thought, like, everyone was so happy. Or WWE, you know, they were considered the lucky crew because they drew Brotherhood in the first round. And you know what? Brotherhood upset them, and no one expected that. And then they even beat won a game versus GTP in the final four of it. But you know what? Maybe you guys can upset somebody and, you know, earn some respect, you know, that quite frankly you guys don't get, and that's kind of, that's not good, you know, but still.
Brotherhood
been groomed for this, for Players Bowl, because we was have me and Rob been running both these tournaments that we was running all these months before Players Bowl. We switched right to the Players Bowl system and made the announcement and let everybody know that this is how it's going to be. When you get the Players Bowl, it's going to be this way when you get there. You're going to have to get through two guys to get to the playoffs and then to play for that money. And this is the way you get in on point differential. And it's best to just go in and blow your dude out. You know what I mean? And these first two games you play, don't save nothing. Just go all out, knock these two dudes in the head, and get to the playoffs and go to the corner and sleep and wait for the playoffs. And that's what we was grooming a lot of dudes for. And that's why all them dudes from that was coming to my tournament and coming to Rob's tournament, I was running them. So I know how the Players Bowl system was because Bobby put me down with it. And that's the only system I use for Madden and for 2K9.
That's the best system. It really is.
Hey T-Bro, man, why you take the focus off my boys, man? Talk about my crew, man. Let my crew get a little airtime, man. I mean, you know, I'm trying to do. You know, we're trying to put together a crew. We're working on it, okay? And I have two guys that are definite. I got a 50-50 on the third guy, and then we're working on our fourth. So we're trying to get this together. And I want the guys to hear this on the show and to get them fired up because I agree with everything Bobby Digital said. I think you guys have seen it on the boards. And, you know, the EAFL tournament presence, I think we do fairly well, but we don't get the accolades that other people and other entities get. And we need to do something about that.
You guys are spread out too, aren't you? Like, you guys have dudes from everywhere. So, like, what do you think? Would even your top four dudes, like per se, your guys' best four, would they even be in the area or close enough to even, you know, to come and stuff?
We can put together. It's just a matter of guys' willingness to go. You know, I think one of our challenges, we can put together a pretty good crew for Ohio or for Harrisburg. But I think that one of the challenges is that a lot of the guys went through great personal inconvenience, some level of expense to go to Players Bowl because they view Players Bowl as kind of the all and end all. And then and the hype continued after Players Bowl, and then there was talk about Big City stepping up and doing something big. Rod decided to continue on. T-Boy's still doing stuff. A lot of my guys were like, hey, you know what, T, I'd love to be there, but, you know, Players Bowl was kind of it for me as far as traveling and tournaments and that kind of stuff. So that's kind of been our obstacle is the killers that we do have, and because we have a large league, we have a good number of killers. But getting together a handful of them to go, that's what we're working on right now, and I'm hopeful that we can have a good four that can make it and do well. So
you have my number, and you know, because I called the show or whatever. You have my number, so. You know, just give me a call whenever.
Yep,
you know?
We'll do.
You know, when you got your four, and I'll write them down. And, oh, I'll talk to all the commissioners. But if you're a commissioner and you want in, send me a private message or just send me a private message on, you know, any Madden website. I'm a member of Bobby Digital, too. You guys know who I am, so... Just send me a private message of your number. I'll call you, send your interest, or I'll send you my number. I just don't want to give it out on the radio show. So.
Sounds good. All right, listen. Let's wrap up. I wanna thank everybody. I mean, the energy was great. The maximum that Blog Talk Radio allows is 3 hours, 2 hours live, and then another hour of streaming, and we're about 45 minutes into the stream for the third hour, which is our longest show we've ever done after doing 46 shows, and that's thanks to all of the energies of the callers and certainly the interest, because we had a lot of people call in and just listen. So we want to thank everybody, and I don't know that I can remember everybody that called in, but NJ Rod, T-Boy, Bobby Storm, Shotmaster kicked us off strong, talking about my Madden pad and some things that he's doing. We have Bobby Digital on with us now, my friend Cornstar, Little Man, Joke, Evil Ken. Garris did try to call into the show, unfortunately, but couldn't get through. But we almost had Garris calling in. We almost had him. So we will have Garris on next week, and we'll talk about his song, and we'll talk about the corporation. And if I missed anybody, because we did have a lot of callers, Prototype and Fish from EAFL PS3, thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah, you Joke.
I missed Joke. I thought I said Little Man and Joke.
No, just tell him, man.
All right, Little Man.
Yeah, man.
I thought I did, but Little Man and Joke. Little Man
go.
And Joke. I'm going to say it one more time. Little Man and Joke. Thank you, guys.
I think that's going to be the, I don't know, man. Little Man and Joke got game, man. But we got K-Star coming. I think that's going to, you know, that's going to be that's going to be crazy, man, if those dudes end up in the finals again.
I think you're right, man. And you know, and let me make an appeal to the community. It's April. It's finding April out. It's coming. I know that everybody is excited about Madden 10. I know everybody's excited about the summer. But you know what? Before you put your game down, go to Harrisburg week after next. Get involved in that tournament. He's got another Madden thing going on, the car show, and we're going to have Bad P-Boy that talk like that on May 9th. It's going to be some Madden play next week. To make that, that's great as well. And Big City's coming up in June. If you need a place to hone your skills, join the EAFL. We have 9 leagues going on and some top competition, first and best of guys. We're ready to help you improve. So on that note, I want to thank everybody who called into the show, everybody who listened, and you know, I wanna just remind everybody, I do like Tupac. I think Biggie was better, but I do like Tupac. I just want to say that as I sign off. And remember, everybody, join the EAFL, because that's where all feuds are settled on the field.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.